You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
And now we're starting. Thank you for checking out What's Up, Bro. I am Nary Science, and with me is Mike.
What's up,
Mike,
bro?
The womanizer Mercadal.
The woman, is that still going on?
I don't know, is it?
No, I'm sadly not seeing anybody.
No, I'm saying, are the people at work, are the dumbasses at work?
No. Not anymore.
Calling a womanizer?
They're not calling me a womanizer. I mean...
They did. And then what happened?
Based on that story. No, everyone's... They just assume it's another one of the crazy, goofy things. That the misadventures of Mike Mercadal.
Did they say anything after the Cisco podcast when the episode of when Francisco was here and he talked about you making out with some chick out in the car after a show?
Oh, no. Nothing like that came up. But
they looked at you weird.
They
don't
people
leave you
who
alone
listen,
with patience anymore.
I don't know who exactly. I don't know who. That's fucked up. I don't know who exactly listens.
It's like, where's Mike? He's with that 80-year-old patient. Are you crazy?
Don't leave Mike alone
don't
with that elderly
leave
woman.
Mike alone with that elderly woman. Oh my god! And she's single. Yeah, her husband just died. Are you crazy? She's vulnerable.
That's fucked up,
Mike. You know Mike. He cannot control himself. You're gonna be like the quagmire of like the
man,
ER.
Look, the difference is that quagmire gets laid.
But he buys, you know, Asian women off the internet.
That's
so
true. I have yet to buy a woman.
He has to, you know, have them ship in canisters.
That's it, man. Mail order bride. That's what I'm doing. I'm
Dude,
gonna buy me a Russian chick.
I'm down with that.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I am down with the mail order ness. Thank you guys for checking out this week of
welcome.
Welcome.
That's how we let
with
you in.
With that said, you know, just want to let you into our world. You know, we are the now we gotta look. I wonder if that really exists. I'm sure it does, but
mail order bride?
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's a real thing. That's a big money maker over there.
It's always Russia. It's never
Russia. Yeah, Russia.
It's never anywhere else. You don't think Asia like they should be, you know.
I guess
they don't like women over there. They should because you're only allowed one kid. And if you have a daughter, then
China?
You're fucked. Yeah, China.
That's more along the lines of human trafficking. What we're talking about now.
Or yes. Well, mail order brides, right? Isn't that the same thing, really?
According to what show was it? Fuck, I'm trying to remember. I saw a show like one of the.
According
60
to
minutes.
Your web browser history.
Yeah, Mike. According to my web browser history. No. What the fuck show is it? Like 60 Minutes or Dayline or one of those news shows. They were talking about like people who do the mail order bride thing, and then there was like a murder that happened because of that.
No,
yeah,
what?
Like some mystery.
That
thing.
Makes no sense.
Because
how can murder be afoot when you are purchasing women to marry?
I don't know how. It's crazy. It's a crazy world we live.
Crazy
in, man.
World
it's
we're
crazy.
Living in, my friend. What kind of world is it that we can't even order our brides through the mail? Without
like,
having
I would
something
be,
fishy happen.
My thing is that I've always, you know, like I'd heard that expression like when I was younger, the mail order bride, and I never really understood it. Like when I was a kid, like so I remember hearing that expression, and then I always pictured it like a box opens and then there's a person inside. Like you,
well,
like,
yeah,
they actually send it to you.
That's the way it happens.
Mail.
That's the way it happens.
Like a big
said,
crate shows up at your house. And you're like, hey, my bride's here.
And it says like careful, fragile.
Yeah, like says, this end up.
There's a shitload of popcorn packaging. What's that? The
packing peanuts. She's just like in there,
peanuts.
Like, yeah, so much static.
And she there's like, has air holes, like if it's a big iguana.
Yeah,
like,
that's what shipping. It is. I'm ordering a bride's or an iguana.
Yes, one of those two things. I don't know. I always heard about it as a kid, and I never figured, like, I never, like, I just didn't think it really happened. I'm like, I don't really, does that really happen?
They were showing
how much
people,
that cost.
They were, I don't know. they were showing.
We should all chip in. Let's donate.
Let's all buy
everybody.
Bride.
Let's all buy. Let's just buy somebody a bride. Let's just get like.
To see how that works.
Just, you know, why don't we just buy a person and just be like, hey, you don't have to marry me if you don't want to, but let's get to know each other.
Okay, this is where I'd like to point out that Neri endorses slavery. I do not.
I don't endorse slavery at all. I just said, we'll just buy somebody and then be like, hey, you don't have to marry me, but let's get to know each other. How is that endorsing slavery? That's buying somebody's freedom, Mike. I'm being a philanthropist. I'm being a philanthropist, and I'm saying, hey, let's buy somebody their freedom. You know, like, we give them a little wooden sword and then touch them on the shoulder and said, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then, well, like, gladiator, in order to bring them over here, one of the main reasons is you have to marry them to get them over here. Like, you just pick from a menu. Apparently, they have, like, these binders that I remember seeing in the show that they have binders, and you just literally go through the binder.
There's no website? Like, you have to
it's a place. It's like,
school?
A legit, like, office that you
go to. Oh, it's an office.
Or some shit. I don't remember it that well. And then I remember
you would think that you would remember this. Were you just too busy jerking off? You're like,
I love binders. Yeah.
three and a quarter inch. Oh, my God.
Ironically, we're both the same size. Oh.
That's sad.
I mean,
that makes me sad.
Now.
I got 5 3/4. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you win. No, but I don't think they have, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just think it's weird. There's a lot of things that are not. There's no.
I think there's a lot of things that's
weird.
I think there's a lot of things that I definitely think there's something wrong with it. But at the same time, there's a lot of lonely fucking dudes out there.
Why not?
That have way too much money. I'm sure somebody could justify it. I'm sure there are dudes that I could, like, dude, you know how much money you spend on dates every year, and you take, and you're like, I'm sure, like, you could
and
justify
then after a while, you're still
I'm
like,
sure
this guy makes sense.
I'm sure somebody could justify it and be like, and what's the big deal? You're providing her a better life here in a better country, you know, and then you like, I'm sure somebody could justify it, and you'd be like, buy that person. Yeah, that totally
makes
sense.
We should buy that. Yeah, that person.
Yeah, that's Now you think about it, it's kind of wrong that everybody's not buying one. It's kind of fucked up that we're not all.
People are
just
protesting, like, you should not do that. You should not do that.
Yeah, you should. You're wrong for protesting that. That's fucking. You're anti women. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm a philanthropist, bitch. Let's get to the old school movie of the week. Did you watch Ninja 3: The Domination? Did you watch last week's pick?
I could not stop laughing at that fucking movie. First of all,
it's an action movie, by the way.
Yeah,
for those of you listening,
it's not a comedy.
It's not intended
to be laughed at. Comedy. But the here's my thing, and I have a big pet peeve.
I love this movie.
This is not the biggest problem with this movie, but it's something that it's throughout the whole movie. I can't stand the soundtracks to a lot of 80s movies because there was actually a credit on the opening credits where I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. Synthesizer score.
Wow.
By someone. So then it was like, so it was a lot of like bleeps and boops, like pew pew, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about, like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
real
yeah,
80s
yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
synthesizery sound.
Well, there's a credit called
synthesizer score.
So
and
which,
like,
I think it's fucked up because, like, to that they don't, you know what I mean. You don't have to label it. You could just say score. Is there,
right.
You know what I mean? You could just
we
say.
We just happen to use a synthesizer.
Yeah, we just happen to use a synthesizer. Nobody puts guitar score. Like, nobody
no, yeah,
does
yeah.
that.
Orchestra score.
Yeah, orchestra score. You
no,
know?
And then it did. It was just like the music.
I never
in
noticed
it,
that.
The music in it was so, like, cheesy 80s, but, like, not even, like, the big songs, like the shitty song. Like, they couldn't. I don't remember. Like, it was just, like, a lot of. All of a sudden, she's walking somewhere, and then it turns into a music video.
Yes, that's all 80s movies. They all turn into music videos. 80s,
every 80s movie just turns into a music video.
They just turn into this, like, everything is a music video. Everything. Everything's, I was going to say Flashdance, but that's, I mean, it's a movie about dancing. So
yeah,
you know,
right.
But
so,
they're all like that.
And then
Top Gun does that too.
Top Gun, yeah. Like, well, but even then, at least it's like fits. It there's more soundtrackiness to
right,
it.
Right.
Like, I would love to go back and, like, the movie. Like, there's some parts of, like, the Top Gun soundtrack that I would, like, if I had the, like, enough money in the world to go back and just redo the sound, like the Princess Bride.
Right.
All right. You know, the Princess Bride. It's like a classical. Like, it's it takes place in castles and all that stuff. But you can hear the synthesizer-y trumpets and the, like, it's very fake sounding. Like, I would.
Very fake.
You know what I'm talking. talking about, like,
I'm just not paying attention to it, I guess. I just, there's certain things that I just don't pay attention to. As I'm watching ninjas fight, the last thing I pay attention to is, like, that synthesizer is
nuts. And I love, okay, so that's just the overall problem, my overall problem with it. But the, like, something weird that I was just noticing the whole movie, I was like, this fucking music, like there's this weird, like, okay, so first of all, she's dressed in work clothes. Like, she's a
phone person, right?
She climbs telephone poles.
Again, I haven't seen this movie in years. It's been, last time I saw her was like maybe 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. So she
works on a phone. I remember her being on top of a phone pole. But she has to be like a Bell South technician. She has to be
like
one of
some sort of like a worker.
I remember that scene where they're killing the ninja.
Who the fuck would make this hire this tiny woman?
What are you trying to say? Women can't be phone op phone.
No, but like. Like
she can climb a phone pole like anybody else.
She can't. Look, I'm not saying she can't do the job, but that girl is way too hot to be applying for that job.
Why though? She's a part-time dancer. She's trying to get her shit together, Mike.
No, she's like an aerobics instructor.
Yes.
That to me I thought was really funny because I was like, oh shit, aerobics was a thing.
She's a go-getter, Mike. Right, she,
you know what? I think, but that's just like flash dance.
So that's the part that bothers you about this movie?
No, like, not, I'm
the demonic
the
ninja that demonic ninja,
yeah,
that takes
fine.
Over
that's
her.
Good. That's good. Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, we're good with that.
It's all about where you suspend the disbelief, Neri.
Yeah, it's wait a minute. She works for Bell South. That's,
no, fuck that.
Come on. This is crazy. So what else did you think? I'm asking you what you thought about the movie, and you're like, the synthesizer, and she works.
Okay, so the whole thing is that so this ninja guy, like in the middle of the, like in the first scene in the movie, this guy who's dressed as a ninja just starts tearing up
people. I like the fact that you said this guy dressed as a ninja, as opposed to just saying the ninja.
The ninja.
Because you could say that guy dressed, like he wasn't really a ninja, but he was dressed up as a ninja.
Well, look, at a certain point, the girl starts kicking ass. She's got the ninja in her, but she's not dressed as a ninja.
Right.
It's just, it struck me that there's a guy in full ninja garb. And he runs out into a golf course.
Yes.
And just starts massacring everybody.
Yes. Well, don't you have to.
Just tearing people up.
You can't, because at that point, they saw a ninja in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Because this is broad daylight. This is not even the nighttime.
Yeah, it's not even nighttime. It's just a daytime ninja attack, which first of all was weird.
Yeah, because this is like ninja 101.
Neon 80s color.
This is like ninja 101 in the ninja classes that you take as a kid.
Or it's like you're so advanced that you hide in the shadows during the daytime.
Yeah. It's like the shadows in the daytime are very. No, trust me, I'm that good.
Yeah, I'm really that fucking good.
That's
ninja.
Actually ninja skills 101. Never go out in the daytime because it's very hard to be a creature of the shadows, be an assassin in the shadows during the daytime.
There's so much more sun.
There's so much more. It fucks up the shadows.
And I love the fact that you could tell that the ninja was a ninja because he wore eyeliner.
Well, clearly.
It's like weird, like the weird 80s choices where it's just so fucking funny.
And I forgot if it was this movie or if I'm getting it confused with American Ninja. There was one ninja movie in the 80s where the dude, his mask was underneath his nose. Like he wore it didn't cover the nose, the tip of the nose. It didn't cover the tip of the nose. And, and that always bothered me.
The shit out of you.
And he was like the head ninja. He was like, that's how you could do that.
You should know better.
That's how in the movie, they were like, this is going to be the bad guy. This is how you could tell the main guy from just every other, soldier.
You can see his nose.
Yeah, you can see his nose. And he had like a star. I'm guessing it's American Ninja.
It's got to be American Ninja.
And it just bothered the shit out of me because I was like, this is the worst.
This
like
is bullshit.
Man up. Like it's tough to breathe. Under that, but just man up. You're a fucking ninja, for God's sake.
That's so hot.
Oh, by the way, I Wikipedia'd it, and technically I was right in last week's episode when I said that there was no part one or two. Technically I was right. However, in Wikipedia says that it was part of a three-part series that wasn't, and I'm going to use the words of Wikipedia because it bothered me in the way they said this because it kind of gave it a... it made me wrong, but I was right at the same time.
Isn't that the way it always is with you, Neri? Even there's always a but with you. It's like, no, I'm sorry, but... I know how it
works. Oh, my God. I think you're projecting, Mike.
I think so, too. All right. No, but another part about the movie was the exorcism scene. Do you remember that part where like he ties...
I haven't seen it in years,
oh, my God. I remember something.
You know a part I thought was very cool as a kid? When he went in to kill one of the, she went in to kill one of the cops, and he was playing pool in his house, and she crushed the pool ball in her hand.
That was one of the scenes that triggered super nostalgia for me. I was like, oh shit, I remember this.
Yeah. All right, so look, Ninja 3, The Domination. This is the Wikipedia page, which, by the way, the Wikipedia page has the poster, and the poster looks so much better than the box that I have. I guess, because it's the same poster, but the image looks clear.
Oh.
Because the box that I have is a fucking VHS
box. Yeah, it's like
that's,
an old box.
You know, it's not like in shitty condition, but it's not the same thing as a poster. I really want to try to find this poster. Anyways, it says it's a 1984 film directed by Sam Furstenberg, because clearly Furstenberg,
he made a huge career out of it. Because
Furstenberg is the first name you think of when you're thinking ninja movies. Think Furstenberg.
We should get that Jewish guy to do it.
That Jewish guy clearly knows his ninja shit.
In all fairness,
Ninja 3 The Domination is the third film in a series of ninja films, the first being Enter the Ninja and the second being Revenge of the Ninja, which are not directly related to one another in terms of storyline. So they just made three ninja movies and then they called this one Ninja 3.
Yeah, like they should have just called it Ninja the Domination.
Yeah,
as opposed to Ninja 3.
Because the first one was Enter the Ninja and the second one was Revenge of the Ninja. They don't. And again, it says which they're not directly related to one another in terms of storyline. So they're not.
They're not the part of. Okay, so the guy made three ninja movies.
Yeah, he made three ninja. So
they're
what?
Not. It's not a series.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, it's like Michael Bay.
Jackie Chan makes a bunch of movies about him not wanting to get into trouble, and then he fights.
And trouble finds him. Yeah. No, I don't want to.
Every
find
time.
Trouble. I don't want.
They're not related in terms of story.
None of them.
Every
say,
time. Every time he's like, I don't want trouble. He's
I know.
Like,
yeah. It's like,
and then he
one climbs
the wall.
See
and he
one time I want to see him like. He's like, I'm looking for trouble. Like, wouldn't that be a great fucking twist?
Like all of a sudden, like, I would like to see Jackie Chan as like not the comedic guy, but as like a villain, like a fucking asshole, like a Jet Li.
Well, that's the reason.
That's Jet Li. Never mind.
The reason why he decided to change it to be the comedic fighter is because everybody else was doing the straight, like, hey, look at me, fight, and he was like, I'll just change it and do something funny.
I love some old school Jackie Chan movies, man. I love some of the older ones.
I can't stand dubbed movies, man.
I don't watch them dubbed. I find them in
no,
the,
but
the
even
subtitles.
Like, have you seen Rumble in the Bronx?
Yes, it's so bad.
Jesus, it's so awful.
Mr. Nice Guy had one of the best fight scenes.
I was watching
ever, with the ladder.
I was watching this movie. I forgot what the name of it, but it had Jackie Chan in it, and he was a drunken dude. He was a drunken master or whatever.
Yeah, it was Legend of Drunken Master, drunken something or
whatever.
Is it an old one or a more recent one?
It's a more recent one, but but he it was
Legend
him and Jet
master.
Li were in it. Both of them.
Yeah,
were in
both
it.
Of them are in it.
And I thought it was again. I was just on TNT and I was watching that. That's not my pick for the
let
week.
Let me preface
by the way.
This by saying I fucking love kung fu movies. So
So Ninja 3 Domination. You gotta give me your overall. Like you just picked out. Like you nitpicked that certain.
I nitpicked
things.
This certain. First of all, the story is ridiculous. It is more 80s than The Wraith, I would say. Because it capitalized on so many like 80s like ninja thing, the demon thing. Like forget about The Wraith. This it's just God. And when the way she goes, it's just
it had every 80s
like, it's
element.
Hard for me
it
to
had
pick
every
out.
80. There was a cool car. There was scene. There was an aerobic scene.
There was aerobics. The reverse ninja move where they do they drop from a tree and then they just show it in reverse, so it looks like they jump really high. I love those.
Is that how they did it? You just ruined it for me.
No,
the whole time I thought they jumped really high.
There's a scene where the ninja pulls out a blowgun and shoots out the blowgun, and it goes in the barrel of the.
Oh right! Yes,
gun.
yes.
And I had to pause it. I could not stop laughing.
The guy
lost my shit.
He blew a dart into the gun, and the gun blew up. Right? Am I correct in saying?
Yeah, like fired a gun,
and
the
gun backfired. The gun
backfired in his hand. Yeah.
Which is the way it works, because a dart is a bullet is no match for a dart.
If you want to see, all right, first of all, this is
just thinking of. I haven't seen a movie in years. I should have seen it before doing a podcast.
This is perfect for one of those bad movie nights, or perfect for. This is perfect for mockery. This movie.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like
it's so bad. It's good.
I kind of was upset that I didn't watch it with other people. Like that really made me mad. Like I wish other people I could have, because I was just in my apartment by myself,
right?
Where I could have looked to people to my left or right and been like, "Did you just fucking see that? Did you see what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
This is horrible.
I loved it.
Oh,
I loved
keep
it.
Going.
I
you
loved,
know, like,
yeah. Oh my god. That's why. That's
so,
why.
It's so good. It was honestly the first. But I got first of all the way the story is written is like you could tell the guy the boyfriend the cop boyfriend. The way he picks her up is fucking so ridiculous. And then after the...
I like the fact that he makes it I like the fact that they meet each other, and he's like, yeah, we're like, and he's like, I'm her boyfriend. I'm like, you just met. Like,
yeah, that's even. It was really aggressive. Like, that part, I like, that's the thing. You have to watch that part, because it's so funny how the 80s man writer wrote this movie and was just like, yeah, yeah, the bitch wants him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's just got to step up to his, like, this guy's, it was so funny.
It was the greatest.
Oh, the greatest. God. Did you watch Sneakers?
I did. I watched Sneakers again. I already had seen it. I watched Sneakers. It really is a good movie.
That's such a good movie,
it's
right?
It's a good movie. But it's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's a good movie.
Come on, man. Because that's a great movie.
I think it's a great movie.
It's a little dated. I'll tell you right now that like anything with technology always gets
anything with a computer
dated.
In it. Anything. I watch any movie with a cell phone. Like, have you ever seen any movie like 4 years ago with a cell phone? You go, oh my God, remember those?
Before iPhones?
Yeah, before touch screen. Like, you go, oh my God, did he just put on an Ericsson or a flip phone? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, or like when they use a flip phone somewhere, I'm always like, boah, that's funny.
That's hilarious. I do want to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners that he actually... showed us a link. He showed us a link of where we could buy the DVD for
that was
Phantom
very
Phone
cool.
Booth.
The Phantom Toll Booth.
Phantom Toll Booth. I'm sorry. God forbid it's a Phantom Phone Booth. That
no,
would
that's
be,
a different
that would
movie.
Be ridiculous.
It has Superman, but as a ghost.
Phantom Toll Booth. Eric Ruiz was it? Yeah, Eric Ruiz.
Eric Ruiz.
So I want to give a quick shout out. His Twitter's at Eric Ruiz 1. And he shared a link. And he goes, hey, look, Phantom Toll Booth on DVD. So thank you for
follow
that.
Him and ask
but
him for the link.
But it's $20. And Mike, that's
already.
All you. Oh, you
I bought
did
it
get the fuck out of
I
here.
Did, I
replied to you, and I'm like, that's all you, Mike.
Yeah,
it's $20.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $20 on a movie
no,
I haven't
I bought
seen.
It. I bought
Jesus,
it.
Really? Did you? Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
I don't have a lot of money, but I bought $20 for some part of like my brain and keep it. And, you know, like, so because what I have is a VHS rip. And it's so it's look. I want the DVD, the quality on the DVD.
You're gonna be disappointed, I think.
Probably
in the sense of the quality, because we all do that. Have you ever bought like a Blu-ray movie? Oh, you don't have a Blu-ray player. Never mind. I remember in the beginning when Blu-ray first came out, I bought like a Blu-ray movie, and I was like, oh, look, this is a Blu-ray, and it looked exactly the same as a DVD.
Well,
because
the older movies were not shot in any kind of HD.
Yeah, so it's like it's very difficult to put. Like it's like, look, we have we have whatever movie American Psycho on Blu-ray looks exactly the same as it does on DVD, which is exactly the same as it did on tape. There's no difference whatsoever.
But I would like to have the actual DVD.
What's your old school movie this week?
My old school movie of the pick this week is
of the pick
old school fine. Movie pick of the week, hold on, I gotta come here. I'm getting choked up, is Gleaming the Cube. It's got Christian Slater.
Wait hold on. All right, so your pick is, well, Christian Slater. All right, good. Like, because you know, because there's a Christian Slater movie, and then there's a Christian Slater movie. Like, we would have said Pump Up the Volume or something.
No. Okay, but I'm trying to think of like movies that this is one that I watched a million times.
Okay, so
all right, so it has,
what's it called again?
Gleaming the Cube. All right, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Very rare for me to never have even heard of the movie.
It's got Christian Slater.
Right.
And he's a skateboard punk. It's in California, so it's got like every, it's all about skateboarding, centered around the story that Christian Slater's brother, his adopted Vietnamese brother, stumbles upon some sort of weird weapons, you know, like a arms, what is it fucking, what's it called? What's the thing?
The what?
The guy who sells guns. A
gun dealer?
Gun runner. Yeah. Like one of these guys. And then his brother gets killed, and it's all about him trying to... Oh, you know who else is in it? Stephen Bauer. Manolo is in that movie. So it's like...
The movie's just lost credibility.
No. It's before he got all super coked out. Like before he was... It's actually...
Before the 80s?
Yeah.
It's before the 80s?
It was before that guy was born.
Before Que Pasa USA?
Gleaming the Cube. All right. So it's got Tony Hawk in it. It's got Steve Caballero. Like all of these 80s skateboarders. So my brother and I... My brother would skate.
1989. Yeah. That's it. It's actually starring Christian Slater and Stephen Bauer.
Yeah. And man, it's like Christian Slater at his Slateriest, and
he's doing a show now.
He does a show now. He had a couple failed things that he came up. I always liked Christian Slater.
He did a great TV show not too long ago. Like he was a spy and he was living a double life.
That was
really good. And then the writer's strike killed that shit too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But that was, I like Christian Slater. I really think he was awesome in fucking Broken Arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I always thought Christian Slater was fucking good, you know. And then this movie, he's like, you know, a skate punk and all this shit. Like, and
I just looked up all the 3 The Domination on IMDb because I wanted to see the star rating.
Yeah,
it had a 3.7.
Wow.
And
out of how many?
Out of 10, Mike.
Oh.
And what? And then yours got a 5.5. The Gleaming the Cube, I mean, got a 5.5.
Right.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's not my movie.
I know.
But no, I mean, that's my pick. It's got like 80s skateboarding. Tony Hawk is in it, like when he's really young. It's got murder and weapons dealing.
I'm trying to see if I recognize any more names. In this and Tony Hawk, that's it.
Yeah,
and his
Tommy Guerrero, there's Mike McGill, there's all those 80s skaters, man.
I wasn't a skater dude,
but yeah, so it's a decent movie. Like this movie has a scene where Christian Slater is being towed, like he's sketching a car, like holding onto the back of a car on a skateboard, like on the highway.
Marty McFly.
Yes, but they're doing like 70 miles. That's like they're trying to show him doing like 70 miles an hour.
I wonder how many kids got hurt during doing that in the
80s. I know I did.
I know.
I totally got hurt.
Really? Did you? I never tried. I never. You know what it is? I always I always took. I was one of those kids. I was very impressionable by TV and movies, but I was always a pussy at the same time.
Oh.
So as much as I was like, no, you could really, I would be able to make as a kid. I would be able to make the argument. No, that's real. You could really grab on to the tail, you know, trailer hitch of a car.
Have you ever done it?
But then when it came time to do it, I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. Like I was always like, I'm never gonna.
I did that.
I was scared of.
I've done it now. Because I have a longboard now that I ride around. And then I remember my friend was driving by. I saw him on the, like because I live on the beach and I saw him driving by and I'm like, hey. And I just grabbed onto his car.
What were you riding?
On like Washington?
No, but what were you?
Like, a longboard, like a skateboard. Long skateboard.
This is recently?
Yeah.
I want to see you on a skateboard. That's funny.
Sure.
I haven't been on a skateboard in a long time, man. I have too.
I give you. We could go riding skateboards.
That would be the YouTube video
of the week. And then it would end in the hospital with Neri.
It would end in the hospital with me giving the thumbs up, like, yeah, right.
Okay, I made it.
I hope to God it ends with me in the. It'd be a shitty video of like they show my funeral, like he was a fucking idiot.
What a dumbass.
It was dumb as fuck.
Tried to jump over Springfield Gorge on a skateboard.
All right, my old school movie pick of the week is actually a viewer suggested. Listener suggested pick of the week. They suggested it, and I, even though I had my own list already, like I'm accumulating movies, when they suggested it, I was like, you know what, that's actually a really good one.
Really?
It was actually a really good one. It's on the cusp of it may be too good for the but I think it will classify nonetheless.
I'm trying to pick movies that I think are good.
Well,
like my only criteria is that they're not well known. I'm picking
movies that I like. Just because I like them don't mean they're good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf is not a good movie.
No.
It's not.
No.
But I love that movie.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I totally understand it.
So just because I like it doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
And I'm picking movies that I like, but at the end of the day, if they're fucking made in the 80s or 90s, chances are they're not going to be great.
There's some that stand, but then everybody knows the good ones.
Yeah. So, and then really my only requisite is that the chances of you turning on TNT or TV in general and watching it is not going to be great.
That's really
my only requisite is like, hey, I don't, like of course Top Gun is a great movie and it's an old school movie. And of course, but I don't want to, you could watch Top Gun. Anybody could say, yeah, it was on TV.
It was on TV the other day, yeah.
And
the odds of you seeing Ninja 3 The Domination show up on any of these shows, channels,
you know,
would never fucking happen.
If they would just, you know, reply to my emails, I think, and just adhere
like
to my emails.
No, they reply to your emails. Stop sending us messages. It's never going to happen.
Are you related to the director? Like, why are you? Can you imagine, like, the residuals? Like, imagine if they were
like, all of a sudden he gets a check. He's like, what the fuck?
What? $4.
Where did this come from?
$4. I knew it. all right, so the pick of the week this week is Enemy Mine.
Oh my God, I think I remember this movie.
Enemy Mine. Oh, I really thought that you would like, oh, that's it. I remember, like, I knew because when I got tweeted this, Enemy Mine. It's with Dennis Quaid, a very young Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
And I thought when I saw it, I go, I know exactly what movie. I knew the movie, and it's a great movie. But again, great meaning it's an 80s
movie. It's a great, it's bad good.
Or
good bad. Or
anyways, it's Dennis Quaid. A soldier from Earth crash lands on an alien world after sustaining battle damage. Eventually, he encounters another survivor, And then, you know, whatever, hijinks ensue or whatever. It's an action drama movie, whatever. And the alien is played by Lou Gossett Jr. And it's like very heavily
makeup. Yeah, he's
like,
got a big rubber mask on.
I actually never.
You want to know?
Never knew it was Lou Gossett Jr.
Really?
Until right now, I'm just looking it up on IMDb.
So you want to know what's bothering me? Is because I got this confused with The Last Starfighter.
Yes.
All right, because I see a green dude. Like, I remember that movie
He wasn't green. He was brown.
But he had, like, the lizard. Lizard dude.
I'm just trying
to I'm just seeing the guy, the thing's face, and I'm trying to...
Alien. Don't say thing.
It's a thing.
It's an alien.
All right, he's a person.
He's a being.
He's somebody, yes. He's a person. Excuse me.
But anyways, the movie's really good. I actually have not seen it in probably, it's well over 10 years that I haven't seen it. And
I'm going to have to watch it again.
But I will watch it. So I want to give a shout out to the listener who suggested it. If you guys have your own suggestions, please feel free to send it to us and we'll watch it. And then we'll review it the following week.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch it. Hashtag WooBro.
Hashtag WooBro. And I'm going to watch Enemy Mine. It did get a 6.6 rating for whatever that's worth.
Oh, so you're saying it might be too...
Here's the thing, though. I remember it being a really good movie.
Yeah,
I remember Iron Eagle being a very good movie.
Wow,
so,
Iron Eagle. Everybody knows them.
That's what I'm saying. The only reason I remembered Iron Eagle, the only reason I even thought of it right now
is because of Lou Gossett Jr.
Right. Not to be confused with Lou Gossett Sr.
Yeah,
that's completely different. But anyways, my point is that I remember Enemy Mine being a really good movie. But who knows? Maybe I'll watch it now and be like, no, it wasn't that good.
I'm going to watch this one, and then I'm going to watch The Last Starfighter, because I think they got to have come out around the same time.
No, they have to have come out there. It's one of those, like, Armageddon / Deep Impact.
Yeah, kind
of,
where it was just, like, the same idea.
Yeah, or Wyatt Earp / Tombstone.
Yeah.
I was watching Tombstone yesterday, as a matter of fact.
That's a great fucking
You know what's
movie.
A great movie? And I was watching it yesterday in the green room at the Palm Beach Improv, was Wild Guns. Young Guns.
Yeah,
and I was oh, this movie's
Emilio
so
Estevez
fucking...
and who else is in that?
Everybody's in that. Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland's in.
Lou
Diamond Phillips is in it. Not Kiefer Sutherland. Oh yeah, the young one.
Whoever, Kiefer, yeah.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. Charlie Sheen's in it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Young.
So it's like all
Charlie
of those
Sheen,
80s actors playing
every
cowboys.
80s actor is in it. And
there's a sequel, too, right?
Yeah, Young Guns 2. It's so great.
Does that have...
Young Guns 2 is actually better than Young Guns 1, and it's one of the very few sequels that's not a trilogy
that
the sequel is actually better. Because usually when a sequel is better, then... They'll make a third one, but they never made...
Young Guns 3?
I said this yesterday to Will Watkins, another comedian, local comedian, and he's working with me this weekend. We were watching it in the green room, and I said this would actually be a good movie to redo. Like I would not
young,
because
you,
not because
guns?
There's technologies is not gonna do. I mean, it's a Western, so it's not like
right. Also, I think that was a product of the time because those actors were all of the Brat Pack guys, you know. So it was a bunch of like 80s.
I just like seeing a movie with Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen in it, and Emilio Estevez is a star.
Yeah,
because you know that would never be the case now.
Like Men at Work. Yeah. Men at Work was them together.
I think Men at Work was great.
Yeah,
I think that's a.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn
yeah,
it.
You just gave away, you know, that could have been a possibility.
That could have been a
fucked
pick.
It up, man.
I'm
fucked
sorry.
It up. So anyway, Enemy Mine.
You know, it's hard to contain ourselves.
It really
we go
is.
Off the rails.
It really is.
Hard.
Like. It really is. So I give credit to our listeners. We might be getting a lot more listeners now because this past weekend, and if this podcast is short, forgive me because I got to get to West Palm Beach. I'm working this weekend in West Palm Beach with Dov Davidoff. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It's probably one of the best weekends I've ever had. Like the audiences
awesome,
have been
man.
So great.
Good.
It's absurd. And I'm doing new material. I'm doing like 3 new jokes that I'm just really happy with. And I'm expanding in them. So I'm really happy with my end of it as far as the comedy
is
concerned.
Right.
From you know the comedian perspective. But the audiences are just digging it so much. That their feedback, I'm like, wow, this is so. It's going back and forth, man. I sold out of t-shirts yesterday, which
well,
is
awesome.
The first, I took a whole suitcase.
Are you mentioning t-shirts. At least mentioning the podcast?
I mentioned the podcast every I do mention it at the end though. And I got a lot, some people came up to me afterwards and I pass out flyers and they told me, hey, what's the name of it? And I told them, look, just search my name. I told them the name of it, whatever. But so if we have new listeners, welcome. And if you guys were at the Palm Beach Improv. For Dov Davidoff show that I was featuring in.
Yeah.
Welcome. You guys
he's here.
Awesome.
He's here. Like he's going to be down in Miami too. Like also, right?
I hope so. I hope just because I'd be, it's easier to get work with that same headliner if they work pretty recent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah,
one,
yeah.
If they do West Palm Beach,
they remember.
And then
you.
A month later, they do. I could talk to the bookers and be like, "Hey, I just worked with them. Can I? You know."
Yeah.
So hopefully, I get to do that again.
And then you can talk about Enemy Mine versus Last Starfighter. What does Davidoff like? That would be. That's a tough shot. That's a tough one.
I think you know what we would have to. I haven't seen either.
I
one.
Say we do a double. I'm gonna find out where we can rent a theater. I really am.
Any theater you could rent any theater.
No, but like a good one that's reasonably priced.
Any movie theater. You, and then the reasonably price comes in and what day and what time of day. Like, yeah. If you do it on a Tuesday at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, dude, you can get that dirt cheap.
I mean,
I've already
people.
Made those phone calls. I've already made phone calls where I tried to do a Madden tournament one time with my friends, and I was just inquiring. And then I called them up, and I asked them this, and I even told him, I go, I know it's going to sound crazy. And then when I told him my idea, he goes, dude, that's not crazy at all. We have Halo competitions here all the time.
Right.
And
you're talking
so this
about
is a regular, like, Dolphin Mall movie theater. Like, yeah, this is one of those things where...
Yeah. People do it often.
Yeah, you could do it often. So, and he told me, he goes, look, the price is the only thing that the price changes is if it, the day and the time.
Right.
Tell me.
I don't know. This is in the works, everybody, because we have to screen these old school picks.
I think it's...
We have
great.
To
I think
show
it's,
people
it's one of those
the majesty of Ninja 3 the Domination.
I'm telling you, I did you bring back my movie?
I forgot
you
to put it in my bag.
Asshole.
I'll bring it to you now.
I'm still waiting for the fucking CD to be
done.
Well,
every
whatever.
Episode. Blah, one of these blah, days, blah. I'm going to drop it on you. You have nothing to talk about.
I know.
I'm
going to
give you the
days,
CD.
I have nothing to talk about except for my CD debuting. Other than that, I have nothing to talk about. Oh, dude, I saw this commercial. I don't know if you've seen a commercial for Domino's lately. Domino's Pizza has a commercial. No, Domino's Pizza has a commercial about their artisan pizza. And their whole commercial about the artisan pizza is that the whole commercial is about how they have like changed their, you know, recipe and blah, blah.
Yeah, they're trying to be better.
And as far as the artisan pizza is concerned, this is a commercial saying that when it comes to their artisan pizza recipe, they're not allowing you to make any changes.
Right.
You cannot add or subtract any ingredients to their artisan pizza selection.
It's the pizza if one of the chicken Alfredo, you can't change it.
You can't add something, you can't add pepperoni, and they're advertising this, and it got me so fucking furious with them.
Like, we love them, don't change
it. I was like, who the fuck are you to tell me how to eat my pizza? Like, that's insane. Just because you call it artisan, I don't give a fuck. Like, you just...
At a certain point, you're like, I'm just not going to order your pizza.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm just not... You know, here's the thing, though. I'm a huge fan of the new Domino's pizza. Like, I was the worst critic of their old recipe. I thought it was garbage. And then their new... When the new recipe came out and they're like... the whole challenge...
They were like on TV, like the commercials were, hey, we fucked up.
Yeah, we fucked up.
We're better now. We're trying.
We've been taking your money for all these years. Yeah. My bad.
Give us some credit. We're trying.
Yeah.
I
remember as a kid ordering Domino's because that's what the Ninja Turtles in the movies ordered. And I remember ordering them going, like, this is not good pizza. I don't know how these turtles... Like, I was like, turtles should like better pizza. Yeah. They live in New York. they probably have access to better pizza than this shit.
That's that whole first scene in the second one where they're just cutting up pizza and they're eat people. You just see everybody eating fucking pizza.
Yeah.
Makes me want pizza. So, like, they could just show that.
Yeah.
And then Domino's.
That would
be
the
like,
commercial.
Fuck yeah, Domino's.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Call them up.
I would call them up immediately. Call them up. That's pizza eating. Fuck
that's
yeah.
the great
I,
shit right
that,
there.
That first scene, like, I have to pause it. Fucking order pizza.
I was listening to the last week's podcast thinking about those Renaissance artists, and I still could not one of them. I still cannot remember anyone. I'm like, I was like, Da Vinci? No, that's already there.
That's there, yeah.
Michelangelo? No, that's Michelangelo. I couldn't remember one of them. Anyway, so Domino's Pizza, their new artist, and I love Domino's. I make my own, like, special, like, me and my friends recently had a gathering where we all ordered our own, like, because they're $5 at medium pizzas.
Right.
Ordered our own pizza, and everybody was digging my I ordered my pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni, and pineapple, not a ham and pineapple. Here's the kicker, the sauce, white sauce.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Domino's. This is the great thing about Domino's. They have white sauce pizza. You could order white sauce
on the website.
I click on white sauce, extra cheese, pepperoni, and pineapple. And everybody unanimously like, holy shit, that might be the best pizza I've ever had.
This is always, I don't care who you are, this is one of those touchy subjects that have existed.
Because everybody gets very sensitive.
The beginning
like,
of pizza delivery, of order, where you're just like, no, you can't have it with fucking.
Well, that's
you need
my
it
and that's
with,
my
green peppers, onions, and ground beef is what you need. Yeah, and that's like, what?
That's my problem with Domino's, the advertising, the new campaign saying, like, you don't, first of all, don't advertise this.
Yeah.
Don't, who do you think you are to advertise?
Make that like an oops thing. Like, oh, that's right. No, we can't change.
Yeah, make that one of those things like only those people who call would know that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to do a national campaign commercial and be like, hey, by the way, we're not letting you change our... Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it's
because
like,
people get very touchy about
take
their
it,
pizza.
It's like, they're like, take it or leave it, fuckers.
Yeah, take it or leave it, fucker. We have, you know, and it's like, all right, you're getting a little bit
what
too
what a weird
again.
Marketing. Like, I hey, you can have this or you cannot.
Or you cannot. Go fuck yourself. That's what they should put. They should just put go fuck yourself.
They should.
I would respect them more.
I would like, love for that to be their marketing. Like,
Domino's pizza. Go fuck yourself.
Who else? It's like fucking, it's late, you're high, and you want pizza.
Yeah.
This or nothing. Go fuck yourself.
This or drive, and you know you lost your keys.
Yeah.
You know you misplaced your keys in your pocket.
Yeah. Where are my keys? Oh, shit, in my hand.
In my hand. Damn it.
Damn.
I can't get to it. So, yeah, then that's... Anyways, that's... Wow. That's a shitty... I always look at those dudes, like the guys that deliver pizza to my house, and I'm like, that's a shitty job. Because you got to use your own car.
And it isn't.
You got to use your own car.
I had a friend of mine...
And your car's going to fucking... As much as I love the smell of pizza...
Yeah, after a while, like, you're just
come
like,
on,
the
I
fuck,
don't,
yeah.
I'd be like, ugh, just get the fuck away from me. I just thought that was a horrible job.
I had a friend of mine that he worked as a pizza chef. Like, he would work in a pizza shop, like a little mom and pop pizza shop.
Right, right.
It was the most fun he ever had in his life. He looks back. He's a professional guy now. He's a nurse. And he has his job, his wife, his kids. You know, he's got his family. He's like, man, I never had more fun than when I just had to make fucking pizza all day.
Yeah, because you're 18 or whatever. And
no,
just,
he's like, but he wants to start a food truck now. Like, he's like, I just want to make pizzas. Like, that was his.
I just want to dance. I just want to make pizza.
I just want to make pizza. Like, he's just like, I remember because of the simplicity of it. You know what I mean? Like, he just wanted, like, because that's all, again, it's because he was young and all that shit, but that's all he had to do was just make fucking pizza. The end.
Yeah.
How simple. I'm kind of jealous of that. Like, I'm like, fuck, I want something like that where you just have to, all right, if this was enough, like, if I could.
But it just seems, I don't know, I don't have the attention span for something. Like, I'd get bored.
Yeah.
I would just get bored.
That's the, that, that's,
and I hate, and I
but
hate.
But that's the thing is that then
I
you could go
jobs
do other
that
things.
You actually sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Who needs manual labor? Get the
manual
fuck out of here.
What's the most manual labor job you've ever had? Like the hardest physical job you've ever
like
had?
Like job for real or like I went in for like a week or whatever?
Anything.
Because I've had,
you,
I did, a, I
did,
did
for
a, I
at least a day.
I did warehouse for, I don't even know what the company sold or whatever, but I did warehouse. My cousins, which, you know, at that time were all illegal, like non-paper people, you know, like they
didn't
have their work permits, or, you know, they had just
illegal aliens.
Well, technically speaking, they were visiting the country.
Right, they
so
were just with intent
just
to
visiting,
stay.
Yeah, but no, not really, actually. But they stayed for like 5 months, but they worked throughout that time. Like, their intent was like, I'm gonna.
So they were
the
undocumented workers.
Yeah, basically. I was maybe 16 at the time, and then they asked me if I wanted to make extra money, and I did. And they had me in this warehouse, packing boxes and lifting heavy fucking boxes and then moving it.
The
really
look of
was,
your anger in your face, like,
it was
fucking heavy
it was
boxes.
Like it was like moving boxes and packing boxes and then moving it from one place to the. It just felt so. Like, did you ever see the? I think it was The Last Castle, the movie The Last Castle with Robert Redford.
Oh,
where
yeah.
He's in prison. He goes to a military prison.
It's a military prison.
And then one of his punishments. Because he you know, he did something against James Gandolfini, which is the
warden. That's a great fucking movie.
Nah,
I dug it.
It
I really did
at all. But it wasn't great.
How do you
the
not like that movie?
Because it wasn't great. It was all right. It was a time killer. It was one of those things where I don't regret watching it, but it's not one of those
I thought it was a good.
I would
movie,
never
like
go watch
good
it again.
Movie.
I would never go watch it again.
I'd watch it again. Yeah. I thought it was a good movie.
So anyways, one of his punishments, to explain to the audience before we detour, was moving a pile of stone, like a huge, like it was like huge rocks. It was like a wall that they had torn down.
It was just a pile of rocks.
Rocks, and one of his punishment was to move it literally like 20 feet away to another, and then make another pile.
Right.
And the great scene, and one of the great scenes in that movie, quote unquote, I'm using the air quotes in gray, is that Robert Redford, being the military person that
he was like a general.
Yeah, he was a general. He was like a 3 or 4 star general.
He was like a high ranking general that refused to follow some order, and then he got put in this jail.
Of course. So, but one of the great things is that in this scene is he didn't take a break. Like, he moved the entire wall
without taking
a break. And then everybody was, like, looking at, like, they formed a scene out in the yard. And everybody was like, he hasn't taken a break. And there was guys taking bets on whether or not he'd stop or whatever.
Right.
And then when he finished it, when he moved the whole pile, the guy said the punishment is for you to do this all day, not for you to move the entire pile. So he had to continue doing it.
He had to put the pile back.
And he did not stop. So that was like, you didn't stop. And then that's how he got all the other inmates respect.
He got the respect.
From him. So my whole point of this is
you felt like that.
That's how I felt. I felt like I was just moving boxes from one end to the other. And I was like, this is fucking mundane. It's stupid. I'm sweating. I'm in a fucking warehouse, so it's clearly no air conditioning. I'm sweating bullets.
That was...
It just sucked. It felt like nothing was accomplished.
That's true. But like, you don't see the benefit of what you're doing because you never see the box past where you put it. But I used to work warehouse.
Dom Herrera has a joke about his friend going. He goes back and he says that he runs into people and is like, "Hey, what are you doing now?" And he goes, "I work at the shipyard. I'm painting ships gray." And he goes, "Oh, so how do you like?" He's awkward, like, "Oh, how do you like it?" He goes, "How do you think I like it? I fucking paint ships gray all day. I can't even take a step back and admire my work because it's all fucking gray." Like, that's how it felt. I couldn't take a step back and be like, "Wow, I moved all those boxes."
And then you turn around and it's like, there's more
fucking boxes. Yeah, yeah. So, I really did literally for a day. I did that for a day.
Really?
And they go, "Hey, if you want to come back?" And I was like, "No, I'm good, man. Thanks." Like,
I was just like, I have made enough of this money.
Yeah, yeah.
I will make other money.
Like, thank you for this $25 or whatever. I don't give a fuck. It didn't matter. No matter how much money at that time, I would have been coming back.
I'd had the opposite reaction for that. Like, I used to work warehouse for a shoe company. Like, we would just ship shoes and then stock them and all that stuff. And all I did, first of all, the shoes aren't that heavy. And then second of all, it was just like...
But it was literally just one shoe box at a time?
It was pallets of brown boxes
that had machinery.
No, no, not this place. I had a forklift that I used at another place. But so this what is about different this place. Job? This job. So we would just literally like take them off the truck, and this was outside into the store. So we would have to be outside by the truck. We'd be sweating bullets, whatever. And it was, but it was like a bunch of like guys my age.
I guess maybe because I was the only one that was my age and the only one who spoke English as their first language. Not and by first, I don't mean that. Could I? Spanish is technically my first language as far
no,
as
that's your the main one
I
language. Learned.
But my main language is English. And I was like the only, first of all, I was the only one under 40 or under 30 at the very least.
Right.
And I was 16 or 17.
That's the thing, man.
I didn't have anybody to talk to. And I was like,
all I did, only so literally many all we did was
your Walkman.
Her. Yeah, yeah. Fucking Walkman.
Yeah, I really had my Walkman, my yellow sports Sony Walkman. I remember that.
That's dope.
And just flipping the tape back and forth, like, just, all right, I'm done with this out of the tape now. Let me continue.
There's not as much listening.
Yeah.
No, but for real, like I did not have more fun at a job because it was a bunch of dudes just doing the truck and then the girls that worked in the thing, so we would always just mess around and we'd throw each other into the boxes. Like when we were wrestling, when I was heavy into wrestling, we'd throw each other into the boxes and we'd come up with shit. Like we would just eat shit while we're doing it. Like we'd get the truck unloaded super quick and we would be paid to be there for a certain amount of time. But once the truck's
done. So what's the job that you hated the most?
What's
your worst job?
I have to say I fucking hated working. I loved it and I hated it working at McDonald's.
Yeah, I did that for 2 weeks.
I liked it. I did that for like every summer since I was like 12.
How did you work? Oh, that's right, because your mom, right?
My mom.
Right.
So I was always working. So.
You could tell that you really hated it, but you don't want to say that in case your mom hears
you. No. Like, I'll tell you,
I hated it and I loved it.
Here's the thing. At a certain point, well, because I was on the counter cashier, you know, like up in the front when people walk in.
Right.
That's always horrible because people can see you. There's a huge line. Everybody comes in. There's a lunch rush and everybody's watching you do stuff. That sucked. Mopping the floors and cleaning the windows. I did that shit too. Cleaning the bathroom. That shit sucked. Cooking fries and on the fryer. That shit sucked. The best part.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, you're narrowing everything out of the job. You dressed up as somebody and that's right.
That shit was fun as fuck. I loved it. I had to dress up as Grimace for birthday parties and shit.
Yeah. Kids looking underneath.
Yeah, I kick him. Get out of here, kid.
Yeah, get away.
Do you know
what Grimace is?
I don't know what he is.
I actually know what he is.
He's from like a milkshake thing or something.
No, Grimace is actually a taste bud.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I never knew that.
Taste, but only reason I know that is because there's a comic, Jasper Redd, and he talks about it.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, he's really funny. And I worked with him years ago, and he talks about it. I actually shared a condo with him years ago. We did a gig together, and he talks about it in his act. At least he did back then.
Grimace was a taste bud.
Yeah, and he's a taste bud. And I'm like, oh, okay. And why is he purple? He should be pink.
Yeah,
he should be pink.
I don't know. Like, but I had to dress up. The best part about working at
McDonald's. I wanted to ask him that, but he was black, Jasper, so I didn't want to be like... do you guys have purple taste buds? I didn't want to be a dick about it, but I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
I was like,
what
purple?
Race of people?
Yeah,
have
but
purple
I was like,
taste
what's fucking purple?
Jesus Christ! No, but the best part, the only like part the that
vaginas,
I really enjoyed.
Black vaginas are purple. Purple puss.
That's so
fucking racist. So racist.
Purple puss sounds like the cake that you would get at Carvel.
Doesn't it sound like it's a delicious? Like, oh, I want some purple puss. Yeah, I want some purple puss. Awesome.
That's a slush. That's a hush puppy flavor.
Oh, nice.
Slush puppies.
Oh, I thought you said hush puppies. I was like that.
I said hush puppies.
Push.
I meant
the
slush
Asian
puppies.
Yeah.
All right. No.
So what did you like about the job?
Working the drive-thru, I just sat there, and when it was slow, I just would read a newspaper or had a book. You know, I'd just sit there and just, you know, drink coffee.
You just mentioned two things that I don't like. Working, and then when it's slow, you read. Like, how the fuck? I would just stab my fucking self just for passing the time.
There's nothing more that I love when you, because like, working a wage job, that sucks. You get paid to you know, by the hour. There's nothing better than getting paid for doing nothing at the job.
I disagree, man. I get bored at work. Like, I need something that keeps me, as far as day
jobs. That's what I did. I would find different things to do. Like, I would draw.
As far as day jobs go, I've always been the kind of guy, like, I don't want to do real work. Let's establish that. I don't want to do real work. But if I'm there, I want to be able to, you know what it is? Like, I worked a lot of call centers before in my life. And it's like, I would have a lot of fun at the call centers while I wasn't on my desk working.
Right.
But like, I would walk around and eat shit and just be that social butterfly or whatever the fuck, and be, you know, hang out with my coworkers.
Just,
but I wasn't really working.
Stick around.
Yeah, but that was fun. But I don't want to work. And two, I don't want to do absolutely nothing either. Because there has to be like a medium where it's like, hey, can you just pay me to talk shit and make people laugh? Because I could do that. Like, that's literally how it was. I remember, like a cruise social director. I remember it was one of those things where at a call center, at a job once, I got in trouble. I had my supervisor call me in and be like, yeah, just, you know, I hear a lot of laughter going around your desk. And I'm like, am I laughing loud? Too loud for, like, because it's a call center, so you don't want people
hearing the laughter.
And I'm like,
I
told him, I go, I don't remember laughing that loud. And then they were like, no, it's not you, it's other people around you, but it's because of you. And I'm like, am I bringing joy to my coworkers' lives?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, I had to apologize. And I was like, and I literally said it like that. I'm like, I was really confused. I go, I'm
basically
sorry.
You're the class clown of your call center.
Yeah.
You're causing trouble
hilarious. Here's the thing, though, it wasn't trouble. It was laughter. Like,
right.
That's the
problem. It's trouble for them. You're disrupting their work environment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and nowhere did the supervisor go, they're not being able to get their work done because they're busy paying attention to you. She didn't say that. The supervisor was like,
no. The assumption
laughing.
Is that, hey,
so I go, I'm
we
sorry.
Have not driven the life spirit out of them. Stop helping them regain it.
Yeah, just all stop right. helping them want to, you know, kill themselves, you know. But I literally said that. I go, I'm sorry I made them laugh. I'm sorry. And then they were like, okay, just make sure you don't. Like, they were like, I was trying to be like, oh.
But to me, like, that happens at every job no matter what. I'm talking about the very basics of, you pay me to be here. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of that. So, like, whenever it's slow or anything like that, I, you know, pull out my iPod and just, you know,
I would
mess
walk
around
so much in every job that I've ever had.
And I do that now. I do that now in the hospital whenever we're waiting for something to happen.
Everybody says, supervisor I ever had.
When, I only shit at work now.
During my day job career, every supervisor always said the same thing. When you work, you do a great job. You just need to find ways to get you in your desk more often. Like, they really...
See, that's why
I
can't do a desk job.
I can't.
But I'll tell you right now, I only shit at work now. Because if you add up the amount of time that I spend, like, you're in the bathroom for...
Oh, you only shit. I thought you said
I will go to the bathroom at work because...
This is where this podcast has gone.
How long do you spend on the toilet a day?
I really don't spend that much time on the toilet.
Right, but even then, like, that incremental 5 minutes, 10 minutes...
I know a lot... No, that's the thing that I'm telling you. Like, I know a lot of people are like that. A lot of dudes, especially for some reason, they're like, hey, I'm gonna take a book to read. I'm like,
No. I'm not talking about crap. I'm being there for half an hour.
I am not lying to you. My shit's probably last 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm in. Take a shit. Wipe my ass.
You're of the speedy variety. I'll say 5 minutes.
But I'm not speedy, though. I'm not,
but
like,
let's
I just...
See.
I'm
Let
done.
Me finish
like,
my just, fucking example.
But you, what are you just mellowing? You just dwell in your own shit and be like, I just like being sitting in the toilet.
No, I just wait till I'm done. Listen, that's not the fucking point. I'm not here to analyze your shit techniques.
All right.
I'm telling you that if you add up 5 minutes for every day that you're at work, by the end of the week, 5 days, you have about a half hour. Half hour a week that they're paying you to take a shit.
How petty are you? How petty are you?
I don't care. I don't. Minutes. It's the principle of the fact that they're paying
you know
what, me.
I've actually done. You know, I've actually said this so many times when I had day jobs. I would say, a lot of times I would make it seem as if I was working, but I wasn't really working. Right? Like I would make it look, and that a lot of times takes so much more energy.
Yeah, it really does. You just do your fucking job.
I'm like, dude, you know how much shit I just went through to cover my tracks and cover like this and that, and I could have just worked, and it would have been easier. And then when the next opportunity arises, I go, nah, I'm going to pretend I'm working. So I'm not fucking doing this shit.
Whatever.
Fuck that. So that's your worst job ever?
I mean, there's other shit that sucks about each job, but like that one in total, the only part good was fucking the drive-through and just shit, just waiting for people to come in.
Right.
Like, I like that. You come to me and I'll just hang out. And then when you come in, I'll greet you kindly and I'll be refreshed because I would have done nothing for the last hour. You come in, hey,
I remember when I would eat, I had a job where it was a travel agency and there would be a lot of downtime. Luckily, they had full internet access. So this is the time of MySpace where I was like on MySpace all the time, whatever.
Living on MySpace.
Yeah, and I remember one of these things where I would get upset when I would get a phone call from a client and I'd be like, oh, fuck.
God damn it, this motherfucker making me do my job.
I'm like, and I would answer the phone like that. And I would really be like,
no wonder.
Thanks for calling so-and-so Charlie. I mean, how can I help you? And I would always be like, I would always say the right things, but I would just, in the way I would say it, I'm like, thanks for calling so-and-so Travel Agency. How can I help you? So and they're like, I'm looking for a cruise. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever. I mean, it's all right. You know, we got.
Yeah, we have it.
Do you want inside or ocean view or looking for how many people? 2, 3, 4. Do you know anything? Like, I really get like fucking one of those like shitty attitudes.
So now when you call, because I hope every one of the motherfuckers you deal with on the phone is like you.
But that was only that one job. That was the only job that I've ever provided like less than great customer service.
Like the next time you call for customer service for anything and someone's like, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
You know what's a good way to snap out of it? And it was done to me a couple of times. And they're like, hey, man, if you don't want to help me out, you could just transfer me over. Like, I had a couple of people in that job tell me that, and I snapped me out of it. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't realize I was doing it at that time. So it's not like I went out there and did that on purpose. It was just a matter of, dude, I'm watching porn that I've downloaded onto my work computer. You're fucking stopping me. Dude, it got to the point towards the end of that job where I hated that place so much. I was literally downloading. This is before Pornhub. This is before like you could stream porn.
You had to download the files, and when
you had to download the files, you had to think you can't just like, hey, I need to download porn because I want to watch porn right now. You had to download it ahead of time, right? And you had to download a bunch of porn.
It would take a while
for it to download, and then by the time you watch it, you have to think ahead, people. You can't just like, hey, nowadays we're spoiled. Hey, I want to watch porn, streaming it live. Here we go, and then you can't. You couldn't do that back then. So, anyways, I would get upset.
I have to pee.
Fucking fag.
It's that time of the show where I pee. I thought we established this is where I pee.
But were you at work today?
Huh?
Were you at work?
No, I was
today?
At an audition today.
So how the fuck are you? Because you drink a lot of water at work, and now what happens?
I just happen to have to pee right now.
Whatever.
This is.
See, people, I'm trying to. I tried to like not make it so, but this is. It's Mike's fault. Blame it on Mike if you don't like the whole.
It's
music.
All of this pee poop talk. All
right. We'll be right back after these quick commercial messages.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You can count on us.
Crossfire.
Crossfire.
You can count on us.
Crossfire.
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 You'll get caught up in it.
Crossfire! I like that. That's the one. Crossfire!
Crossfire!
And like that's fucking shitty.
Again, I love that someone got paid to write that fucking song.
Like that's like, you know what I mean? That's, you know, I think it's the same writer from the Dora the Explorer, the backpack, backpack, backpack,
yeah,
backpack. That's the whole fucking song. That's that Brian Regan bit.
Yeah,
where
I'm the map. I'm the map.
Yeah, I'm the map. There you go. That's what it is. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Good Johnson.
Yes, and hey, honey, the wife just walked in with the baby. Hey, baby girl.
Hey, wife and baby.
Wife and baby. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Oh. It's a weird thing. I smile at her from across the room, and she smiles back, and I'm like, wow. I don't even have to make a noise.
Man.
It's awesome. Awesome.
That's pretty good. I like how people, I'm going to isolate that noise of you going,
that's my fine with me.
This is the baby. It's the baby babble.
That's look at her.
Oh, she's a giggler.
She's smiling.
Oh,
she's way too friendly to me. Yeah, she likes boys.
Oh, that's danger for you.
Danger, danger. I'm hoping she's a lesbian one day.
I mean, that would dodge a lot of bullets.
That would dodge a lot of bullets. You can't get pregnant from scissoring. Totally okay with that. She can't get pregnant at 16 from scissoring another chick.
That's, yeah. You want her to be a lesbian through her like adolescent, yes, high school, yeah, college, and then...
No, I don't even care about college. If she gets pregnant when she's 21, I don't give a fuck. Whatever. No, I don't. I really don't. I mean, she's 21. You know, I mean, it's not the end of the world. She gets pregnant at 16, it's me and you taking care of a kid. She gets pregnant at 21. She's 21. You take care of your own fucking kid. But, yeah.
I'm going to play this back
into,
for her.
Scissor until you're 19, honey. Scissor until you're 19.
That's 20.
And then
look
at her
photo
to see that.
She's like, oh, no. You have no idea what you're in for.
She's like, oh, no. I don't want a scissor. No.
That's horrible.
And it's a horrible thing to say. It's so true. I'm not taking it back either. I wasn't even joking.
Oh, man. Okay.
Bye, honey.
Thank you for visiting.
Now she lost me with the whole Crossfire thing. Oh, yeah. So the Crossfire song. Crossfire.
That, yeah. Bring it back to that.
Just
every
bring
time.
That's the callback from that one. Crossfire. That's, if you guys don't remember that, that's a game called, I don't know if you could know.
No,
you know,
it's called, what is it?
Crossfire.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And it's a board game in the early 90s, I want to say.
It was like late 80s.
No, man. I want to say early 90s. Maybe, who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, by the way, I got it wrong as far as just to correct myself in the previous podcast talking about Jungle Book.
Oh, right.
It was actually a 1967 movie or something like that.
Oh, so, yeah, see, yeah. I knew it was. I
had to look it up,
sure.
But the thing on YouTube was posted.
Yeah, I think like, the video was from some other like compilation thing.
I think,
later.
Yeah, I think.
But that's
right.
One of those things where you said it and then I didn't know it firmly enough to really back myself up on it. So you were like, no, it's a 70 thing. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like, all right.
Like, yeah, I'll take your word for it. So Crossfire was a board game. I never had it. Did you ever get it?
A friend of mine. This is one of the games that was like a more expensive game. So I didn't have it, but
it's
I had
basically
a friend
Hungry
did.
Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, it's like badass Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, it's
because it shoots ball bearings.
It shoots ball bearings, which is a very dangerous fucking game to give children. I want to shoot ball bearings.
No, like I don't know how quickly did someone choke on that shit. Like someone had to have fucking choked on those pieces.
They had to ricochet and get off the fucking board or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like you had to shoot. It was awesome though.
As
I remember.
Far as board games
it was
are
a fun game.
This
to
is
play.
Probably one of the more dangerous board games ever.
Like
I would have to assume.
It's like a board game
no
slash slingshot ammo.
Yeah.
You know, like that's all it was a bunch of metal ball bearings.
I have no stats for that, but I'm pretty sure this would be one of the most dangerous board games.
Not that there's ever. Any proof of this. We're just saying
no proof at all whatsoever. But if there was one person who poked their eye out, classifies it as the most dangerous board game ever. But it's Crossfire. It just reminded me. That's why. It reminded me of Morbo Madness, the video game. The old school video game,
Marble Madness.
Because of the ball bearings. It just reminded me of
because you have to roll.
That's
an old school. That's a fun game, too. Like, all of those old school games you can still play.
Yeah, of course you can.
I still do, actually.
I wonder if they have that as an app. That'd be great. I'd look that up.
They have a lot of those. When the iPhone came out that you could move it, like, you could angle it. Like, they had the sensors in there. They had a whole bunch of games that you could do that.
So we're going to look that up. I'll let you know anyways. Before the break, we're talking about downloading porn at a work computer, which
that's
the only job I've ever done that in, actually, that travel agency job, because it was to the point that I hated that job so much. And I had a cubicle in a corner, so there was nobody behind me. Like I could angle. Like,
ooh, that's actually the best.
That's the best. Fucking, I chose it for that reason. I'm like, I chose it because of MySpace. I didn't want people seeing what I was doing all day, which is MySpace.
And
at
then,
the time,
and then it just so happened that you didn't want to see people to see you jerking off either.
Yeah, that's
like,
I mean,
at
perfect.
Your cubicle. Did you try to like aim over the wall?
Have you ever jerked off? Have you ever jerked off in a public place?
Like in front of other people?
I didn't say that. I said in a public place,
like,
which leads me to believe that yes, you have.
But
in
like
a public place.
Like I've never.
It could be
off
a public bathroom, and that's a public place, because it's not your house, fucker, or her house.
No, no. So I have jerked off in a bathroom on an airplane.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a big dude. That must not be comfortable.
No, it was not. But I've done that before.
Did you just do it for the sake of doing it?
I don't
like
know.
What
I just,
happened?
I was on a long flight.
You saw a stewardess and you go, I got to kill some time.
I,
I don't, you know what? I don't remember the details. I just remember actually jerking off in the bathroom.
I don't, I've never done that in a plane.
In the airplane in the bathroom?
I've never done.
I don't know if it has something to do with the pressures equalizing or just got like.
Does that count as my high club?
I guess.
Does that count? Like, you're, I'm part of the club.
I'm part of the club.
But you brought it like, but you're not really like, it's the junior level club.
I'm the JV. I'm the JV mile high.
Yeah. Club. No, I don't even recall it. Oh, I worked Christmas trees, jerked off on a Christmas tree once. That was.
Wait. Yeah.
Okay. So I used to work.
Wait. Say that again. Okay. So you jerked off on a Christmas tree. All right. Once?
So this is what happened. I used to work on a Christmas tree stand. You know those
yeah,
tents,
the tents,
and they sell the real life Christmas trees, or whatever. This is before. Costco and Publix got in on their action.
There used to just be a tent set up in a parking lot somewhere.
And they still have the tents, but you know, they're rather pricey compared to Costco and Publix. Right. So, anyways, I used to work there and I was 15, 16 years old, which is prime jerking off age.
This
is like when you jerked off at the job of a dime. And one of my jobs was I got paid it was an extra $20. To like stay there after closing, to stay there and like water, because you gotta water the trees and you get this hose and you just, I'm not exaggerating to you, you water them for like 4 hours because it's a big fucking tent and you gotta water all of them and it's not just like sprinkle, you know, so whatever. So then I was just sitting there one time procrastinating my duties and then I was like, I gotta jerk off. And then I did, it was like the load was on a tree. I remember that, being like, take that. And then that was it. I jerked off on a Christmas tree. Now, yeah, I've never thought about
tree.
It before.
That's what you get.
That's what you get, huh? You like that piney fucking scent,
that's
huh?
What you get. I love you.
this is prime. And I just want to make that clear to everybody. This is, if you're judging me right now, if you're a woman, I understand why you're judging me, because you don't know what it's like to be a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, there really is no...
You
get... That was the time where I would get, like, spontaneous boners for no reason.
Yeah, this is the time when you call erections like boners. So this is the time...
I still call them boners. It just shows you my level of mental maturity.
Yeah.
But I would get, like I'd be sitting at... Like, I'd just be standing somewhere. Nothing would happen, and... the biggest boner I've ever had, I feel like some of those were wasted, because like I would kill for to get one of those like giant, like full on nothing, like cut a diamond with it hard
cut
on
a diamond. Jesus, cut a diamond with it.
But that would happen, like I'd be sitting at my desk and I'd be like, fuck
dude, it's so sad that it's everything, all the stereotypes about a dude and about the drive, the sex drive, like it,
yeah,
like I still jerk off twice a day, but it's one of those things where actually
for maintenance
anymore. but it's you know what it is, one of those things where I remember having sex when I was 20. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, look at me, but I remember going for hours, and I was. Like,
I remember being ready to go again real quick. Yeah, I don't remember anything.
And that's the thing. I would go for hours. I would go for hours. I would go, and I'm not saying like 7-8 hours. I'm saying like I would go for like 2 hours, and then finish, and then being ready to go within 5 minutes.
That I remember.
Within 5 minutes, I was like, dude, I am loaded. Let's go again. And no way that happens now.
Nowadays, it's like, okay, I'll see you.
I'm going to give you a solid 15 minutes. It's going to be really good 15, 18 minutes. And
18 is where you're like, 18, oh, 18 come on, is, baby, 18, pushing it.
18 is because I'm finger banging beforehand. Shh. Are you leaving? Bye, honey. I thought you heard the conversation. Like, I got to walk into this shit. 18 minutes, my ass. Did you hear the 18 minute part? Oh, you figured it out? Yeah. Bye, honey. She didn't walk in for that, people. She walked in because she's saying goodbye. She's leaving me.
Yeah.
Why you want to leave me? I know, but I leave you to go make money. Well, same thing.
To go spend
the money that I make. That's fine.
Bravo.
Love you, honey. Bye, baby.
Bye,
baby. Bye, babies.
Okay.
Bye.
So 18 minutes, that's tops. That's because I'm finger blasting her ahead of time. Like, that's like, I'm counting that. That counts. That totally counts. That totally counts. Totally. No, because I said I'm finger blasting her, and you're like, what does that have to do with it? I'm like, no, that counts. I saw a look in your face like that. No, that counts.
Wait, what are we counting now?
No,
wait
that
a
counts.
Minute.
The time that the sexual encounter has started.
From the time I touch her arm.
To the time that I push her off me. and roll over. That is
that's fucking
that funny. Includes it. That is all included. So 18. fucking what? What? That I'm not allowed funny. To count that. I'm not allowed to. You can't
the finger blast.
Yeah, just finger blaster and then continue on and get three or four minutes of finger blasting. I think it's a good amount. Right? It's a good amount of finger blasting. People, is that too much finger blasting? Is that not enough?
Every girl is different.
Everybody's different.
Some girls don't need the finger blast. They need the going down on them. Or some.
I give it all. Not every time, but I give it all. I do a package.
Whatever.
I do. You could pick some from column A.
Just when you start fucking Neri, just say I'd like a number two. Yeah. Super size.
One from column A, two from column B. I do like a Chinese menu type of deal where I'm like, look. You could get the finger blasting and sex, but or you could get the eating out and sex, but you're not gonna get the finger blasting and eating out.
Yeah.
Even though I do
not without blast, a blowjob.
Even though I do finger blast while I eat out, but whatever. That's besides the point.
It's no, all that. Well,
nobody needs to know that.
Why did you say it?
I don't know. It's one of those things, right? Could I count myself? Because I don't want people to be like, what do you mean? How do you eat out? You don't eat out and finger blast?
I feel that you're so proud of your technique that you want to share it with us, but then be like, no.
The one thing that I've ever been like proud of as far as enough to be able to like firmly say, no, I'm good at that is eating out. That's the one thing ever that I've ever been able to be like, no, that's my shit. That's my shit. Like everything else. 5 3/4, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get. You know, I've never tried to upsell it. I've never tried to, I'm not that guy that's like, oh my God, my dick is so small. 5 3/4, right? So that's what you're going to expect. It's girthy.
It's girthy, but
it's not long. and like I said, now you're going to get a good 15 to 18 minutes. So I can't brag about that either, but I could brag about going down.
You that's know who the shit. Only person, like, honestly, your wife is the one that's going to have to deal with this.
I don't care.
No. But I'm saying, like, she's the one that deals with you fucking her. That's like all these other people that you're like, you're gonna have to deal with it. Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm sorry, you know, figuratively in my mind, I'm talking to the millions and millions.
It's girthy.
It's girthy. Like people it's are girthy. Like, oh wow. Like,
yeah.
Now I wanna.
The people are like, oh okay. No. Who are like, you? All right.
Well, you know, fuck. Every once in a while, it's just like with that. It's like just like that whole thing where every once in a while, if you're married, you still want to know if you got it, if you can all still right, flirt type of deal. Like yeah. I still want to be able to say, "Hey, I'm looking at me.
Sure,
I'm girthy.
Good for you. Yeah. So if all the millions and millions. Speaking of, how was WrestleMania?
Oh, WrestleMania was great, man. It was fucking great. We got there at 2:30 in the afternoon. The gates opened like at 6.
Oh my God.
We got there at 2:30 to tailgate. One of the few tailgaters that there were. I mean, because there was a lot of people from around the country. Some people you could clearly tell didn't know what tailgating was. Like they were like, what? Like there were kids that were like, why are they
for a wrestling event?
Yeah, no, not even anything. Like I really? Found this out. New Yorkers don't tailgate.
What?
Because they don't. Because they're outside in the fucking cold or whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't know what. But I had people telling me that they were from upstate New York, and they go, no, they don't tailgate in New York. They knew what tailgating was, but they don't do it.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm sure like everybody like. I don't, you know what? I kind of take that for granted that everybody tailgates.
Yeah. I know. But we did it for the WrestleMania and it was fucking phenomenal. And The Rock won.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just.
I was talking to my friend, another friend of mine was there, my buddy Chris, and he was telling me that it's amazing that it sucks because WrestleMania, you want to see The Rock on the mic.
Yeah.
But. Well, when it comes to the pay-per-view, there's none of that.
Pay-per-view events, there's no. The reason why they get on the mic is to cut promos for
the pay-per-views.
For pay-per-views. And but yeah, you're right.
That's almost like my favorite part of wrestling.
That is my favorite part of wrestling.
None of the outcomes, like the shit talking.
The outcomes, I think, I care about the outcomes because I care about how they're done. Because I like the story. True. Like I like the most important thing to me is the mic, the cutting the promos. But that lends itself to the whole writing and the storyline. Like it really is our soap opera. It's a guy's soap opera.
It really is. And I tell you the.
So ladies, next time you go, oh, why does he like wrestling? That shit's fake. Like why do you watch, you know, the Kardashians? That shit's fake.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Fucking
it's all
the same thing.
Jersey Shore's fake.
It's, you know, but.
So what did you think? Okay, so the matches. My friend had some ideas. Like he didn't like.
We all thought. And here's the thing. Going into the event, we all thought The Rock was going to lose because we thought it was going to be a quote-unquote passing of the torch between The Rock and John Cena.
Really? Yeah. I was of the opposite mindset. I thought for sure The Rock's going to win.
We weren't looking at it from the logistics point of view. We were looking at it from the
storyline
and previous storylines when there was The Rock and Hogan when they did WrestleMania 18, I want to say it was, or some shit like that.
It was a while ago.
And so... that's what we thought. Like, we were just going based on that. We weren't. So that's what logically would have made sense. Logistically, however, because Miami, it was located in Miami. WrestleMania was in Miami,
right.
And WrestleMania is The Rock's hometown, and The Rock already being the most popular wrestler out there today.
There's no one. That's another thing my friend and I was talking about. There's no one that's come close to being as big as him. Like, cause John Cena sucks. Like, I hate John Cena.
A lot of people hate John Cena. He has a lot of fans. Don't get me wrong.
No, but he does. But like, he's boring.
Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna get into that. But the whole he is. I agree with you. But the whole point is, as far as the match is concerned, we all thought The Rock was gonna lose, and we thought it was gonna be like that cheesy, like shaking the hand in the middle of the
at
ring.
At the end.
And The Rock raises John Cena's hand, and you're like, oh, that's like the passing of the torch. That's right, like, right, and right. Then The Rock endorsing him, saying like he's gonna be the next, you know, great guy or whatever. So we all thought that was gonna happen. Then while I'm at the match, it just fucking hits me like a ton of bricks. And my friend, who's a big wrestling fan too, I was there with him, and he was like, nah, dude, it's gonna be the passing of the torch. He's not gonna win. And I said, dude, he can't. Like, you don't understand the atmosphere in Sun Life Stadium. First of all, it was a Sun Life Stadium record.
Yeah, there was 78,300 people.
And
all in one place.
All in one.
That's, to me, fascinating that, first of all, that if The Rock would have got on the mic there, that place would have erupted.
But it already erupted. Oh, like, you know, his entrance, I have it taped. I have it recorded on my phone. His entrance was fucking insane. It took him like 3 minutes to get to the ring, And it was just nonstop fucking craziness.
Yeah, people losing their shit. My friend was telling me, like,
people were losing their shit. I didn't lose my shit as much as I would have because I was taping it. And this is what happened. Last time I was at Monday Night Raw and The Rock came out, I lost my shit so much. And I was recording it. I literally gave myself a headache. That's how loud I was yelling. I was going bananas. And then on top of that, when I listened back to the tape, all I could hear is myself. So I wanted to not.
Because you're right next to the microphone.
I'm right next to the microphone recording it on my phone. Like, it's on my phone, right? So I didn't want that to happen again. So I didn't want.
So now all you hear is your friend next to you.
So, it was just fucking insane. Like, it was fucking insane. And it was overwhelming. And I even said this to somebody. Like, I said this to them. I go, look, there's 78,000 people here. It was 68,000. That's what it was.
Okay.
I want to say that.
I thought it was 78.
Whatever, bro.
Over 75.
Let's say 78,000, right? So 78,000 people there. And I told them, it was such an overwhelming amount of fans cheering for The Rock that when The Rock would do something great, the place would explode. And then The Rock was getting his ass whooped. You know, they go through back and forth. And The Rock was getting his ass whooped, and it was fucking crickets.
Really?
Crickets. And you could hear people like, yay, yay, like in the background cheering for Cena.
Wow.
But I put it in numbers, in terms of numbers. And again, these statistics are completely fictitious and are made up.
They're made up, yeah.
But let's say that there are 15,000. Let's say there was 15,000 John Cena fans there. Right. 15,000. That's a lot of fucking people, right?
That is a lot of people.
There's still 50 fucking thousand or 60,000 The Rock fans. Like, it was bananas. And that's when it hit me, like in the middle of the thing when I looked around and
you felt that riot.
Well, that's one of the signs that we're actually under. And I actually said this during the match, like when it was quiet and then The Rock would hit John Cena and the place would erupt. After every punch, the place would just fucking erupt, right? And I looked at my friend and I go, no way, he's losing. No way. And he goes, dude, he has to lose. He's going to pass down the torch. And I go, dude, I'm telling you, that makes complete sense had it not been in Miami.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way The Rock is losing
in
his hometown. There's no way he's losing in his hometown. I'm like, listen to these people. It's fucking insane. And he goes, dude, if he wins today, he's only going to lose tomorrow because Monday Night Raw was also in Miami at the arena, at the American Airlines Arena. And I go, that's fine. But that's not going to happen today.
That's not going to happen at WrestleMania.
It's not going to happen at WrestleMania, and it fucking did it. And you know what the fucked up thing is? In the row right behind me, I got pretty good seats. In the row right behind me, there was a little girl that was rooting for Cena. And every time I'd be cheering for The Rock.
Did you get into a fight with a little girl?
There was a little girl behind me, and she was directly behind me. And I would hear her go, The Rock sucks, John Cena, to boo The Rock. And she was literally like that little, like that young, that
like
her voice was squeaky, like it was fun.
Like, and you're not making a cute little voice
right,
for her.
She sounded way cuter than I'm making her sound. And I looked at my friend, and I never turned to look at the little girl. And I looked at my fucking friend sitting next to me, and I go, I can't turn around because I will punch this bitch in the face.
You're gonna
I was like, I want to punch this bitch in the face. I can't turn around. Don't let me turn around because I will say some shit that's going to be highly inappropriate
to say
for me to say to another
like
human being. For me to say to another human being would be highly inappropriate, much less, much more a fucking little girl who's clearly going to be like 5 or 6 years old. Here's the part that bothered me. As we were leaving, right, after the whole match was over, I turn around to walk, right, to leave the stadium, and I didn't see the little girl. I saw like her, like she was, you know, small, short. So, but I looked over at the seat next to her, and her dad was wearing. She was wearing a fucking John Cena shirt. I knew that because it was like purple, bright purple.
Right, one of those fruity colors.
Fruity Pebbles. Her dad was wearing a Rock T-shirt, one of the T-shirts for the Rock. And then I was just like, how the fuck? How are you allowing your daughter to cheer for this fucking douchebag? And you're
angry. Look, you almost punched the shit out of a little girl.
It's so push. She fucking.
No, I said punch.
Yeah.
You hit her.
Yes. I'm telling you. I was like, dude, don't let me turn around. I don't want us. And
wow,
then everybody
you got
was laughing.
Serious.
But I was like very angry because I was like, you don't know shit, you fucking little bitch. You don't. This is not.
She's a little girl.
Fuck you, man. So. So then I just think it was bad parenting on his part. As a parent, as a father.
To let her watch wrestling?
No,
yeah,
no.
That's pretty bad parenting.
No, to let her cheer for the exact opposite of who you're cheering for. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's like being a father and being a Yankee fan and taking him to Yankee Stadium and allowing your kid to be a Red Sox fan. How the fuck is that possible?
I don't know, man.
That's stupid. Your child likes what you like because just for the sake of the fact that you like it. That's what kids are like. Oh, my
Some
dad likes
kids,
this
yeah.
team, so I'm going to like this
or
team.
Or they rebel the
or
whatever, opposite.
Or they rebel the opposite. And if they rebel the opposite, then you have to support them. I'm not saying root for John Cena. I'm just saying don't wear a Rock shirt. Is all I'm saying. How fucking dare you wear a shirt that says The Rock when you're allowing your daughter to cheer for John Cena? Like, here's the thing though. When The Rock won, I want to know if he looked at his daughter and goes, ha ha.
Yeah,
like what are you fucking? You know what I mean?
What you get, bitch?
That's what you get for choosing a loser, bitch? You just picked the wrong horse.
In my mind, I'm picturing you like after the thing going, you're a bad parent.
You're fucking
and that's
horrible.
It. I just walk away
you're
and he's
horrible.
Just like, what
I did.
The
I
fuck
looked at
did
him
I
and
do?
I just I looked at him and I just shook his head and I was like, you're fucking
like he's just like, who the fuck is this guy?
My kid is 5 months old. We'll be 5 months tomorrow and
awesome.
And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm so much a better parent than you are. I never allow my daughter to wear some Fruity Pebbles shit like that. So much of a better parent. And then 2 days later, I was at the Marlins home opener, the season opener.
Oh, yeah.
For the Marlins game.
Sad loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sad loss, but dude, the fucking stadium is so great. It is
you wanna know
insane.
What's pissing me off? Yeah,
great.
You want to know what pissed me off, though?
The home run thing?
No, well, the home run thing looks weird. But
disgusting.
It looks weird.
But you get used to it.
But then,
it's an eyesore, but you kind of get used to it.
I was tweeting out. I was like, hey, man, yeah, wish I was at the opening night game, whatever. And then after, someone texted me and was like, hey, man, you should have told me I had 2 extra tickets.
Fucking dicks.
Fuck you for like I had been talking about it for like a week. Like I was like, oh, you going open? I'm trying to get tickets because I didn't want to. I was trying to get them free. You know,
I was trying to see
if anybody had an extra ticket. It's like, oh, let me know if you have an extra ticket.
I'm sure they were trying to sell it and then they couldn't find anybody.
Exactly. And then he's like, oh, I had 2 extra tickets. I'm like, you motherfucker.
It was so great. It was awesome. It was just there was
finally
the stadium is awesome. I wasn't the biggest fan of the opening ceremonies. They had
like
Ali.
Like Samba dancing.
They had Muhammad Ali there, which.
Was he able to do it?
Do what?
Throw the pitch.
No. Are you fucking insane?
Someone told me Muhammad Ali threw
out
the
pitch. Dude, he wouldn't
be
able to throw out the pitch 10 years ago in the fucking 92 Olympics or 20 years ago. He wouldn't be able to throw out the pitch then. And it's been that much longer.
Yeah, he's very sick.
Dude, he is very, like, it is the saddest thing ever. Like, I was excited when they go, please welcome the greatest fighter of all time, Muhammad Ali. They announced it, and I went fucking ape shit. I was like, and I was huge. I'm not even a huge boxing fan, but I respect him so much.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was Muhammad Ali.
He's the greatest of all time. And I just, when I saw him in a golf cart, and he was so thin and shaking so bad.
Yeah,
it's a horrible disease, dude. And I was like, this is not, I don't want to see this. Like, it made me hurt for him. I felt so bad. And then the guy that was driving the golf cart, the field is so big. It's like 418 feet, and that's where they came out from.
It's actually
from
a really
field.
Big field.
It's really
yeah.
huge field. It's too big, actually. And I think they're right. They're gonna have to push in the walls sooner after this season. It's gonna last. They did the same thing with Met Stadium. The walls were really big, and it's too big for baseball, dude.
You can't hit a home run.
Mike Stanton hit bombs. I'm talking about like 405 feet bombs. They should have fucking right in center field, and they just boop, fly ball. they became flat. That 400, and if you hit a ball 405 feet, you should be rounding the bases.
Yeah, yeah, you should be done. It should be like somewhere in the club level.
Yeah, seats. That should be a souvenir, not a all right out number one.
Yeah,
and it happened twice in the game, and so they did the same thing for Citi Field for the Mets. They built this huge, like, hey, look at this, we have a huge field. And then after the first season, they're like, no, we're gonna push. Then they pushed the walls back in.
Yeah, how boring is it to see a whole baseball game with not one home run?
Yeah, it's nobody's hitting a home run off that shit. I'm telling you, Mike Stanton. This is or I guess his new name is Giancarlo. That's his first name. Mike is his middle name.
Oh, okay.
And he went by Mike Stanton last year, and now he's going by Giancarlo.
He's trying to ethnic
John
it
Carter,
up.
Stanton. Anyway, so it was like just sad. The guy driving a golf cart was driving so slow.
Oh no!
And it was like no amount of time. Like it was just so sad to see that.
Like you're
and
just like, don't and do this, like, don't oh my do God, this,
please. And he was and like Jeffrey Loria, the owner of the Marlins, was trying to like hold his hands down or whatever, and it was shaking so bad. It's a horrible disease, man. I'm not making fun of it. I really am not. You know, I'm a comedian, but I do have a heart, and I just, it was the saddest thing to see him in that shape.
Way to bring it fucking down.
Yeah, man. I felt really bad.
About your 5-inch dick again.
First of all, it's 5 3/4. I don't know why you're jipping me 3/4.
I'm sorry. Forgive me your 3/4.
Exotica's coming up soon.
I'll go to that.
Yeah, I'm down. Me and Moneyball was asking who wants to go to that.
I'm
whatever.
Down.
So I thought you would. And I was like, let me ask Mike. So I want to make that an outing, a Woo Bro outing, and go to Exotica. I don't know. I know.
I don't know who's going to be here.
I know Priestley's going to be there. Tegan Priestley, Presley. Right. She's going to be there, but that's the only one that I know. Sunday Marie. I forgot what it was. One of the ones I drafted. She's going to be there too. More information on that later on. And we're going to. I'm waiting. That's my first Exotica. I've never been to another
one. I went to one a few years ago. It's fun. There's a lot of cool shit going on. There's a lot more like product. I don't know. I think it's bigger now than when I went a few years ago. I went like 5 years ago.
It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like porn had its heyday.
Yeah. No. Remember porn, everybody? Yeah. What a weird time, huh?
Every year is porn's heyday. Year is a bigger and better year for porn. Like, no matter.
I don't think that where we'll forget about
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember when I used to have porn? That was great. That was a good time. I don't know. I didn't like it too much. That's what people are going to start. Like, if that ever happened.
I was into porn before everybody else.
Yeah, that's
what
happened with MySpace. Like, everybody loved MySpace, and then when it just suddenly became uncool, and everybody went to Facebook.
That was a quick turnaround, too.
It was so quick.
MySpace. And then it was like, hey, are you on MySpace? Fuck MySpace.
And I was like, why? And I'm like, wow. And then it was such a quick turnaround where, like, now people are like, oh, MySpace, that's hard. And I'm like,
now people are like that with Facebook. People are like that, ugh, I don't have Facebook anymore. I don't want a Facebook.
I'm on Twitter. And I don't know. But it's one of those things where it'd be funny to see porn like that. Like are you, like, hey, I saw this porn the other day. Ugh. You still watching
porn?
That shit? Oh, my God. Who watches that anymore?
Like on the internet? Like naked people having
sex? That's what the internet is for, people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that it's for. I'm going to thank you to everybody who's gone out to the shows. And like I said, I sold out yesterday. I sold out of T-shirts. And thank you because now that allows me to purchase a fleshlight.
So,
I haven't purchased it yet. But thank you to your donations for allowing me to purchase a fleshlight, and I would give you the review not an in-depth.
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to like give me a deadline, because then the whole time before the next time we record the podcast, I'm gonna be like, he's probably fucking a fleshlight right now.
Right? Why would you want to think of that, Mike? You're sick.
It'll come into
you're
my like, hey, we gotta. We can't record tonight. Neri hasn't fucked a fleshlight.
I can't do it yet. Yeah, right. Like if that were the case,
you would be fucking it like as the wrapper's coming off.
Yeah, it's like this is a box. I want to fuck the box right now. Here's the box that it comes in, and then you go, oh no, it's an Amazon box. Never mind, it's not. It's just a regular DVD.
Sorry. You ruined the DVD.
You ruined the box. This is a horrible box now. But even if that was the case, even if you were to text me, I'm like, hey, you want to record today? I'm like, yeah. You're like, all right, cool, I'll be right over. I'm like, this is the opportunity to take. that would be the one.
Like, I get here, you're all sweaty, your right arm's jacked up. Yeah, like, right. What happened?
I don't think it's going to be all sweaty. I got to be honest with you, man. I really don't think I'm going to be. I'm like, hey, it was great. I do want to, I just realized, and I know it's going to sound dumb, but I've now gotten to the age where, and this just happened this week, it's a revelation for me, we were at WrestleMania, and because we got there at 2:30 in the afternoon, right? We were, it's, you know, we were there all day. It's like a football game. You're sweaty. You're even though you're not playing.
The whole thing was like 3 hours broadcast. Yeah, four hours broadcast.
A 4 hour broadcast. And we were there from 2:30. Gates open at 6, and we were there at 2:30.
Shit, that's a long day.
And my friend was like, "Oh, I was talking about. I'm like, man, I should have worn shorts because now I'm all like sweaty, or whatever." And then he's like, "Dude, I put fucking baby powder on my nuts." And I was like, really? People fucking do that? I thought it was like always a
joke. I've done that before.
Again, this is one of those things, just like the mail order bride, where I was have heard of it, but I never knew of anybody who actually did it.
I used to put that shit when I played football. I would put it, baby powder in my pants. I would do all that.
I've never done it. And then I did it for the baseball game, for the Marlin game. And wow.
I can't believe you've never done that before.
Never done it before. And I'm a sweaty dude. Like, I sweat.
It's
and I'm
how was not told
it's
you this?
It's fucking magical. I'm like, wow. And it's funny because the baby powder that I have is actual baby powder. It's not like adult talk or anything. It's like it's actual baby powder meant for my child. We got it. Like, it was what happened was we
a little bit for you, for me,
a little bit for me, and no, but it was awesome. So I am a huge fan of that shit now. So if you guys are not aware of that,
put baby powder on your balls.
I
can't wait to hear some like the I'm imagining someone listening to this going. What?
Dude,
but what?
He's
oh my god! And then like they're driving like home.
Gotta go to CVS right now.
Baby powder.
Right now, I gotta go to CVS. It's fucking great.
There's just a cloud in their car.
It was it's cloud. I wonder if anybody listens to us in the gym working out. Like, how the fuck would that work? Like, just I can't listen to podcasts working out.
I do.
You do? I can't. I listen to it during drive because then again I drive a lot more.
It distracts me. Like, when I do cardio or anything like that, like, I used to jump rope a lot, and when I used to, like, go running, I would listen to...
Are you a good jump roper?
Yeah. Well, I did for martial arts for a long time, so I love jumping rope.
For the fucking life of me.
I love jumping rope.
I look like...
You look jiggly. I'm not going to say I don't look jiggly.
No. I look like... I'm telling you, I jump rope like a third grader.
Oh, you do like, it like
that. I do it like the hop.
Little
like
Susie.
Hop. No, it's like when I was like, the rope is coming and hop. And then like, and I don't, and I know from watching, you know, Rocky and stuff like
you
that.
Don't
I know, I know you're supposed to bounce and I know you're supposed to be in your tippy toes. I land on my flat feet like,
no.
Bah,
oh, bah, no wonder. That sucks.
Bah, and I just, and then I'm done. Like I jump 5 times and go, where it's like fucking, that's it. I'm because I haven't bounced.
I used to jump rope for like the half hour, 45 minutes, depending on the day. And then I would listen to either comedy albums or stuff that's not music because I know a song is about 3 minutes, 4 minutes long. So whenever I would listen to music, I'd know how much time was passing. When I would listen to people talking, I'd be like, oh shit, I just did 25 minutes without even looking at my watch, oh crap,
Because you try to hide the exactly. how much time you were working. I get that, but just jump roping, I've never been a good jump roper. I honestly
like it.
I have the body of a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old, some would say, and I jump rope like if I'm in third grade. Like I jump rope like I'm in third grade.
I'll tell you right now, that's a great exercise when you start doing it because you build up your cardio and then also like your shoulders get tight. You look bigger. Like you look more.
Well, it builds muscle at the same time. Yeah. Cardio. It really is a good exercise. Thank you for that fucking newsflash.
Newsflash. What the fuck? Do it.
Baby powder works and jump roping is a good exercise. And in case you guys didn't know, fucking WooBro teaches you shit.
Yeah.
That
we should
you
put the more you know. Boom, bing, boom, bing.
Yeah. The more you know. Star. That's Adrian Mesa's bit. But,
yeah.
I love that bit.
We gotta have him on the show.
Yeah, we gotta get him on the podcast. I've been trying to get him on the podcast, but he could only do the weekdays, and it's how it is, man.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna leave you guys with that. We have a lot more to talk about, but I'm so pressed for time.
Yeah.
I got a show today, and there's two shows today, and it's all the way in West Palm Beach. Again, great crowds so far. I hope it continues. Tomorrow's Easter, which is for Mike. It means it's Sunday, and it means
I have to go sit through my family's holiday.
You really go sit through that?
Yeah, well, we have like Easter dinner or something like that. Well, I'm working tomorrow. I work in the hospital tomorrow, so I'll be there dealing with, egg related incidents or something.
What are the incidents that happen with Easter? Like there was like he.
Well, it's not like Halloween.
A firecracker and a fucking egg. And
no, usually you just get a lot of like.
What's the holiday you get the most?
Memorial Day weekend.
Really.
People go because we get a lot of people from the Keys. People go down to the Keys. They do too many drugs and too much alcohol, too much drinking, too much fighting. For whatever reason, they do all that shit in the Keys, and then they come to us. So we always, you know, that's always.
So that's the one. I would have thought it would have been like 4th of July, like firecracker accidents. And
not
like
so much. Like, we get them. Like we get, for Christmas, we get Cajachina accidents. Like, Cajachina. In New Year's, we get.
That, what are those accidents like? Like, I didn't have an Asian guy to build it, so I don't know what happened.
What ends up happening is that someone gets drunk or it falls over. It's not in a level. Like, it falls over and, like, all the coals land on somebody and they get burned. We had, they make propane Cajachinas now. This one guy had propane Cajachina blow up in his face. And it burned off, like, half of his hair and his one eyebrow. So then, He
looked like a really cheap imitation, like cheap version of Two-Face.
Two-Face. He started calling himself Two-Face to us, where he had no idea how much of a nerd that I was, so that he was like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, wow, what's wrong? He's like, no, I was going to make a joke, but I don't think anybody would get it. And I'm like, what's the joke? And he's like, no, because at least now, like, this is like my Two-Face origin story. And I was like, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Excuse me.
You have no idea.
Let me punch you in one of your faces just for insulting me and saying that you don't think I would get that.
I didn't think I would get. I was like, you, who the fuck? I got mad and I left.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Like,
how dare you not?
How dare you?
How dare you instigate that I've been late?
You're Batman.
I've never had sex in my life. Of course I know about Two-Face.
Nah, but that. You know, that's that we get stuff like that for it all depends. It all depends on how. All right. You want to know when we got a lot of people? Super Bowl.
OK, I can see that.
Super Bowl. We get a lot of drunk fighting and people, you know, assaults and stuff like that. So, I mean, it all depends on like big drinking holidays, like God forbid you work like St. Patrick's Day or anything like that, because that's when you get.
It's the alcohol.
You get injuries. Illnesses, like someone could have a heart attack but they're drunk having the heart attack,
right?
So now you're dealing with somebody who broke their leg but they're drunk and broke their leg. So
do they not feel it? They don't really. I mean, if
we had a guy try to walk out with his tib fib fracture, the lower leg,
right,
completely snapped, and he was like,
it was like out of the skin,
no, but like it was like nothing attached. It was like flopping, and he tried to get up out of the bed. He's like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Boom, and hits the ground. Yeah,
of course, because he has no fucking leg.
Yeah, he can't walk. Shit like that happens all the time.
You have a favorite tweet of the week?
Huh?
Do you have a favorite tweet of the week?
I didn't prepare anything? I'm going to tell you right now. I had a little...
Will Watkins, man, which I'm working with this weekend.
Yeah,
He's good on fucking Twitter, bro. He's really good on Twitter. And he had one where he said, anytime a waiter asks if I need change, I reply with, I do now. And I just thought that was great. I was like, that is so funny because it's true.
Actually, I got to say that yesterday I was talking with, I was tweeting, and Rob Delaney, I don't know if you know who Rob Delaney.
I learned from him through you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Rob Delaney, he's one of my favorite comics.
Whatever happened with that girl? I'm sorry to cut you off, but Rob Delaney, the chick that liked Rob Delaney, that you
that's not.
Talk to me about that. No, you gotta talk to me about
that.
Come on,
you're pressed for time.
Nah, what happened? We got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes.
We went out, we saw each other again. It's just that back and forth of she's leaving and she doesn't want, you know, she's going out of town and.
But you guys are still moving. Like see each other every once.
No. We don't see each other. We talk with the tweets and stuff like that, but that kind of fell through.
Yeah, you were so hurt. You came to my house one time.
I really did.
I
fall in love a lot, and then
I did that a lot too. I fell in love. Yeah.
No. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if I like a girl, I will pursue the girl until I can't pursue that, and then I will find
into the restraining order.
Yeah. Once the cops come and
once
get involved,
the cops play, like, listen, fellas, you know how it is.
Yeah.
She's got a vagina.
Yeah.
But, I need comic books.
Yeah. So
did she listen, do you think?
Probably not. I genuinely don't know, but the reality is that, you know, she's said no, so I'm like, all right, I guess it's a no's a no. I'll still be friendly with
no
her.
No means no.
Yeah, no's a no, so I'll just, you know, cuz one of my biggest pet peeves is when girls play hard to get.
I just hate games in general.
Yeah, exactly. Because that to me is like...
I've never been a game guy. I
can't stand that shit. So it's like, for me, hard to get is do not get. Because that just means there's going to be...
I just don't... I'm not a fan of games. I've never... Even when I was 20, 21, like, you know, when you're in that... I've never been a fan. I'm like, just, dude, if you like me, we could get to know each other better. If you don't know if you like me and you want to get to know me better, just tell me that.
Then get to know me better by going out with me. Like,
then I'm down with that. Yeah. You know what I mean? We don't have to give each other a title.
It's not like, hey, I want to take you out to dinner and fuck you. It's like, it's
well,
never
it
that.
Is that, but I don't
but
say that.
But it's never that
but
unless you want, unless, right. you know.
That's like, what I'm saying. It's
yeah,
never
it's
like,
always it's, that, but it's never that unless you say it's okay.
Right.
Right, you know what I mean? Like,
and whenever I would meet a chick, I'd always be like, "Hey, let's go hang out or whatever, and let's talk." But I just hated games. I've never been
yeah.
a guy, and I've never been a guy. Like, I've always like, I think it's been a few times where I'm like, "What does it mean? What did it mean? What does she mean when she said this? Does it mean that? Do you think she was talking about me when she posted this?"
Yeah.
And you were doing all of that shit, man.
I did.
You,
I lost my shit.
You
for
lost.
A
you fucking Mike was asking my wife for advice. Like, do you think she's
what
talking about
me?
She
what
posted
does
something,
this mean?
And yeah, she fucking had you for a second, and I was.
She did, yeah. No, because. Honestly, like,
she hot?
Huh? Yeah, she's cute. She's very cute.
No, hot.
Huh?
Hot she's and cute. Two different things.
Different things. Different things for me. She's like cute in
is
the point.
Is
like
she
I want
like. Is she hot like I don't want to say her name, right? But a fan that's on Twitter you have since befriended. What a fucking dirtbag Mike is. Mike fucking sees that I have a fan. Like I actually have a fan, which is weird for me to even say that.
She was at the Comedy Time taping.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
And she tweeted me because
I made a joke. Whatever. And she, but you were already, at that point, you already had replied to her. She would tweet me.
I knew
me.
She was.
She would tweet me.
When
or she would
reply?
Mention me
I don't
in tweets. She would mention
that.
Tweets to me. She would mention me in tweets. And you would reply. So I'm like, hey, yeah, look at me. Like, I'm fucking, hey,
that
I'm
was
here
after.
Too. No, it wasn't. No, it was because I was always like, what? You and Oni, both the same thing. I remember Oni being
like, we're not going to tweet hot girls.
Yeah, and I'm just like, lay the fuck off. Like, this is
you're allowed to tweet. There's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but
right.
it's for Neri
yeah.
in terms of tweeting
like,
hot chicks that follow
and
Neri.
And here's the thing. It's a very, like, it's very, for me, it's, I don't know. It's still crazy for me to say, like, I have fans, but I only say that about people who've tweeted me, like, hey, I'm a fan. Like, when they are self-described fans, I'm like, then you said it yourself. I'm not, you know what I mean? And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, again, I come from very, you know, humble beginnings. Or I come from very, like, I don't, you know what I mean? I never envisioned ever, as growing up as a kid, never envisioned
right.
me ever having fans. Even at 20, 21, before I did comedy, I never thought I would ever have fans. And so she is a fan of mine. She's a self-proclaimed fan.
And you're afraid I'm going to steal your fan?
I'm not afraid. I don't give a, like I said, I'm married and I'm happily married and I love my wife. But I'm just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, don't fucking step into my shit. And then you made a joke about her previous handler.
I didn't know
handle,
that.
Twitter handle.
That joke had nothing to do with her. It just so happens that serendipitously enough.
Serendipitously.
Matched up so that we can now communicate sans Neri without your presence. That just happened, man.
Just,
I'm sorry. You can't fight the fates.
I don't appreciate this.
God's will.
I don't know. There's God. Coming from an atheist, that's hilarious. She's fucking hot, and she's my fan, Mike, so lay off. Back
she's
off. Is she following you now?
I think so.
Nah, she's not.
I don't
you would
remember.
Know. You would
I don't,
know.
Honestly, I don't know, because I just had a big, like, yesterday I had a big stream of activity because Rob Delaney tweeted something out, and I responded to him, and I said, come back to South Florida, like, because he was wanting to know where to go, you know, where what he was going to go on tour. And I'm like, come back to South Florida. And then his response was, he retweets me and then he puts, I would literally rather die.
They come back to South Florida?
Yeah, he's fucking around. Like, he's clearly fucking around. So, like, we got into, like, this little conversation on Twitter with me. I got to semi-chit-chat with Rob Delaney, one of my favorite comics. I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. And then a million people included me in their responses to Rob Delaney. Because, you know, you hit reply.
Right,
and my
right,
name's
right, right.
So now I had like six. I remember I go to my Twitter and I had like 23 notifications. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And I look and it was all the Rob Delaney stuff. And I was like, oh, I feel popular.
Anyways, lay off my fans, man.
I'm like, sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Don't be fan stealing.
But let me put it this way. Her choices are her choices.
Oh, whatever.
I'm just saying.
You're just putting it out there, and if she picks it, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, lay off my fucking fans, man. lay off my fucking fans. Anyways, that's the episode for the week. I really got to go. I really did take long. I really want to get into Mike's love life even more, or lack of.
Please.
And then we'll get into that later. We'll get into that in another podcast. But I want to thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you guys check out the hashtag us any old school movie pick of the week. Hashtag WooBro. WUBRO.
Clips of the week too. We didn't get to one.
YouTube clips of the week. We didn't get to YouTube clip of the week.
Suggest
this week,
stuff for
but
us.
But you know, again, it's all time restraint, and I apologize, but I didn't want to go a week without putting out anything, so yeah. I did want to do that. And then I'm trying to get some more guests to come in, so we're gonna get that. Billy Corbin is, you know, he even tweeted me, direct messaged me to let me know, hey, we're still on. Like, don't forget.
Like, awesome.
So he's great.
I want to go to, they just screened something at O-Cinema. Next time they screen any of his stuff, we should go and check it out because they has a new place called O-Cinema in Wynwood that's supposed to be like this little independent movie house that they do a lot of that shit. So it looks cool as shit.
So when they screen Ninja 3 The Domination, I would so be there.
For sure.
Anyways, thanks. I'm working on my website, guys. So I apologize. Right now, it's fucking. I don't even want to get into it. It's crazy right now. I pre-purchased a template, and then the old.
They never fixed it.
Fucking horrible. So I have Mike actually was helping me out working on that before the podcast. So check out WooBro. Check me out on Twitter at Nary Signs at Mike Mercadal. Mike's website is still up, even though it's kind of shitty too. MikeMercadal.com. You need to just
thank you.
The buttons are too small, is all I think. It just
I'm redesigning. That's not even a website. It's just someplace a filler thing. So okay. I just haven't put the time into that.
All right. So make sure you guys hit us up. Thank you very much for those who saw the show. Oh, I have a show coming up at the Miami Improv on the 11th on Wednesday.
The Brown Rice Comedy.
So make sure you guys check that out. Miami Improv.
That's Wednesday night?
It's Wednesday night on the 11th.
And then Thursday night is my show, The Heroes Night. It's the same. It's at the Miami Improv, and it's the Heroes Night for firefighters, police, EMS, teachers. They all get in free. So it's like they're calling it Heroes Night, and they got some guys that are on the police department, I think, trying out comedy and doing some stuff. And
that's awesome.
Right? Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night.
It's gonna be a fun night. So Miami Improv Wednesday or Thursday or both. Check it out. All right. So you guys have been great. Thank you, guys. And make sure you guys go out and check out one of those two nights because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Nary Signs and Mike Mercadal. I feel so dirty. So much self-promotion. But seriously, go like our Facebook pages. Bye.